Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Thursday, March 19th, 2020. The globe is in one of the greatest crises it's ever faced. It is a psychological warfare operation that at its heart has a kernel of truth. This virus is deadly for the old and for the sick. And almost 500 people died in Italy alone yesterday from the virus. Coming up next segment, we'll show you the video of the army convoys rolling out like scenes from The Last Man on Earth with Vincent Price, loaded with dead bodies to be taken to mass cremation fields. Unbelievable. Also, the footage of all over the world now, drones giving orders to people to stay off the streets. The globalists have their technocracy in place. Their robot enforcers are here. All of it choreographed worldwide, all of it concerted, all of it to suppress humanity and train us to live under martial law and to give trillions in bailout money to big box stores, the airlines, casinos, but not to the mom and pops. It is a vertical integration. It is a consolidation of power. Trump tried to buck it. We warned him that they were going to set him up and say that he caused it to get worse, so he needed to compensate. I think he overcompensated now, getting into the hype. Now they're driving forward for total, complete, late-stage martial law to be implemented. Everything we ever warned you about, exactly as we warned you about it, is now happening. If our giant compendium wasn't erased off YouTube, it'd be easy to find, but you remember in your mind that I said specifically they would use a bioweapons release, probably out of China, to bring in the world government and to make the people submit, because Bill and Melinda Gates and others said that's what they were going to do. In fact, we put together a 4-minute compilation, which is only a small sampling of it, or it'd be like an hour long, of Bill and Melinda Gates and others openly bragging about depopulating the earth and how great it's going to be to kill all of the old people off. So we're going to be airing that report, premiering it, coming up at the bottom of the hour. And of course, Bill Gates is involved at every level of this, in the pre-planning, in the hyping of it, now in the response. Everywhere you go, he's running the operation as the chief science officer of the New World Order. He is more important than anyone on earth, even more so than President Trump. If any man has a direct line to Beelzebub, it is Bill Gates. He is in command. He is the chief science officer of Satan on this planet, running the entire show. His father was one of the top science officers running the depopulation operation on record. And it's a family business, and the business is kicking into high gear to help cull the herd, in his own words. Prince Philip, let's just say, is very pleased with what's going on. And very pleased with the hysterical response of the public. Now, I want to be clear. The virus is deadly. And that's the kernel of truth at the heart of it. So people that are saying, get ready, protect yourself, they're absolutely right. But the response and the piggybacking and the authoritarians absolutely exacerbating the panic to make it as bad as possible to erase all the hard-won freedoms that we've had since the Magna Carta in 1215, that is absolutely the real long-standing threat and the financial integration and vertical integration that top globalist bloodhounds and wolves are licking their chops. A few months ago, before the hype began, they all shorted the stock market. And then right on time, the virus came roaring out of Wuhan. But you're not supposed to say that, or you're racist. It's all coming up. Straight ahead on the most hated, dreaded broadcast, the most censored transmission in the world. But thanks to you, the transmission's getting out because there's still a thing called human power and human word of mouth. Take action now. Our constitutions our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. California, with a line almost a mile long, and we have the time-lapse footage of that. Thank you for joining us on this live, original, uncensored, unfiltered transmission of InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones. It is Thursday, March 19, 2020, 228 until we have the historic election. And coming up, we're going to get into the public plan by the globalists. You've seen the Democrats. You've seen MSNBC, CNN. You've seen Bill Maher. You've seen them celebrate and say, we want a recession or depression to punish Trump voters and kill the U.S. economy. So we submit and it's worth it to take the hit. Bill Maher just said that 2 weeks ago again. And now you see our economy targeted. China says they fixed it. No more problem there. No more hysteria. No more images of end of the world to scare us. Real deaths are going on, but hyping it up as much as they can. And now we're told 100% are back to work. Everything's fine. Probably not true, but it doesn't matter because we've moved on to Europe and America and the EU that's collapsing and their authority collapsing now as an excuse to clamp down and control everyone. And here in America, we're not worried about the pedophile rings and the Democrats and Joe Biden being the first, Democrat presidential nominee that openly has dementia. Bernie Sanders about to drop out. It's incredible. So now we get to stay in our homes. Now we get to have special government-issued cell phone apps that they're going to be announcing in the next few weeks that tell you when you can go out and what you can do. And we're all just going to learn how to be land of the cowards, home of the slaves. But the southern border, Trump says he sealed it, but it's still wide open. Our reporters were just down there 2 days ago. We got one of the reporters in studio, Tim Reams, former recon Marine and Patriot, and well, he's worked for some other three-letter agencies we won't mention, but he's a really smart guy. Got all the degrees, too, but just says those are worthless. And he went down to the border with Rob Dew and knocked a bunch of balls out of the park, showing you what's really happening. You're going to get locked down, but the borders really aren't going to be locked down when the TB's brought in and the Black Plague and all the rest of it. And it could all be secured very, very quickly, but the whole system is sabotaged. All right, let me lay a few things out here first. The real number that emerged about a week ago is now confirmed. The government's looking at 18 months. The EU first announced this last week, 18 months of lockdown. So see, first they tell you, oh, it's just 2 weeks. It's also always 2 weeks, and then QAnon's going to bring down the deep state. 2 weeks, and we'll see all the indictments happen. That's been happening for, 3 years? Well, same thing. Oh, 2 weeks, you'll be allowed out of your houses. But notice, every couple days, they announce more restrictions, more controls, until they get the depression they're looking for. And they've been very, very public about how they want this depression. And then the people that are out promoting that it's a depression are saying Trump's got to lock everything down to stop a depression. But actually, when he locks it down, it's going to cause the depression. But here's the new headline. U.S. government is prepping for an 18-month pandemic and critical shortages. Oh, the article's on Infowars.com. It links to all the government statements saying they're going to run out of a bunch of stuff and that the factories are already grinding to a halt and the supply chains are already breaking down. But if you turn on the nightly news, if you turn on the nightly news, you would never know that. They're telling you it's all a conspiracy theory. No need to get stocked up on anything. Here's some footage from a Costco. The full footage is up on Infowars.com in California. Costco in Cypress, California. When you didn't prep because prepping is for paranoia, this is what ends up happening. Here's the footage. Again, for radio listeners on their right, they leave the store and they begin walking through the parking lot, down around the back of the store, and then down the street. And then they stop as the line continues to have more people added to it. Remember what Bernie Sanders said? He said, we have too many choices in stores. And he said, we need to learn how to stand in line.
You do not need 30 types of deodorant. You do not need full shelves. You need to learn to stand in line. Because, oh.
And boy, you want to stand in line? You want to live like Venezuela? You are going to. So I said it stretches for a mile. As you can see, I'm not joking here. And more people looped around, lining up as they go. All in full, total panic mode. So let me just tell you again. When I told everybody 4 weeks ago, you better get your food orders in, we're looking at, if this continues, which it will, not being able to take new orders because we wouldn't be able to fulfill it in a timely fashion. All the other food manufacturers we ordered from six different ones lied, said 7 days, none of it ever came in. Stuff I ordered 6 weeks ago. If you ordered from our supplier, they had it, and most of you already got your food. But they made the decision when they were saying they were going to push it out even longer to say no more new orders, to focus on getting the other orders out. And then they talked to all the other big suppliers, and they said the big box stores have already bought everything up that was left at twice the price it was. So you're about to see food prices go way up. And that there's, it's all breaking down. The truck drivers are still delivering, but most people in the warehouses have panicked, put their tail between their legs, and run home, not understanding you're going to get a big, giant, Great Depression now. And if it really collapses, millions will starve to death. 7 million major universities, look it up, starved to death during the Great Depression in the United States. Cause of death, malnutrition. So if the infrastructure goes down, hey, you want to be scared? You want to get into the virus? And oh my gosh, you know, it's killed however many, 15,000 in China and, you know, who knows, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 in Italy. If you really want to get scared, you're going to get 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years of depression. And the crime that comes with it. So everybody wants it. You're going to get it. The globalists signaled the fear. America rolled over, pissed on itself. And the globalists said, hammer their ass. And I'm going to show you who's hammering us when we come back. And they're licking their dirty lips. Oh, and don't worry. All over the world, they're announcing we're going to let robbers and rapists and drug dealers out of jail. But if you let people in your restaurant or your bar, we're going to throw the book at you. But Walmart and Costco and Target, they're all going to stay open. And you're going to learn how the corporate fascists operate. It was hundreds yesterday. LA's now released thousands since 2 days ago. It's now thousands today. There's an article from yesterday saying hundreds. But don't worry, I have all the stacks of articles right here that if you get caught in France trying to go out and even walk your dog, you're going to jail. Oh, they're letting the Islamics out and they're letting the child molesters out, but they want you, the producer, to know we own your ass. the illegal aliens and Islamic invaders, they're just burning things, running around, raping, laughing, control whole areas of cities, no-go zones. That's all fine and dandy for them. But all the compliant good slaves are being nailed to the wall. So I'm going to tell you again, we have a big supply of a lot of our supplements. A lot of them are running out. Just as important as food is boosting your defense and being healthy. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, still in stock. DNA Force Plus, still in stock. Back in stock, the 1 ounce spray bottle, nano silver patented to spray on your hands. You can also ingest it. A limited supply of this just came back in. Infowarsstore.com, and we're shipping within one day of your order. It's all in supply, but for a limited time. Our supply chains are now breaking down. Okay? So civilization is beginning to collapse. The New World Order got a broadside, a devastating blow in.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago. The ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city. And we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. It's a beautiful world outside. But inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information actually in the public domain. The Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Hundred and 75 people died in Italy yesterday, 300 plus of them in one city. And the average age is now 85. Now we know what happened. A bunch of Chinese workers, there's something like 250,000 in that town alone, who do all the leather shoes and all the so-called designer handmade stuff in the Italian-owned shops, were going back and forth from China. They brought it in. They then went to the hospitals, weighed that down. Many of the nurses worked in nursing homes part-time and had old people in the hospitals. And almost all the deaths were people in the hospitals where the healthy nurses got the virus, incubated it, and then spread it to the old people. Now, remember what Bill Gates talked about. We're going to play this Bill Gates compilation here in a moment. He told teacher groups and others, if you kill an old person and don't give them the end-of-life care that they would get in the last 5 years of life, you can hire 10 teachers. The idea of we kill people, we have more resources. No, we grow the pie. We don't shrink the pie. It's not finite. It's a non-zero-sum game. And then he did TED TV talks about all this. So that's what happened in Italy. Yes, the virus is bad news. And yes, if you're above 60 and have any health problems, you probably should self-quarantine so you don't get this. But if you look at the curve, it's going to be a big curve, no matter what they do. They said they want to space it out. 18 months now we're locked up. The economy is going to go under. This has to be triaged. But this is big pharma, owned by the big banks and big media, taking over and integrating the economy and doing trillions in bailouts to themselves, but not to the general public. Just like in the 2008 bailout, no money for the public, massive amounts of money, trillions and trillions, mainly to foreign banks. So here is just a short sampling of Bill Gates, who headed up the UN Disease X operation, saying this mystery thing's coming in a few years. Get ready. World government will save you. Then he did a tabletop exercise in November where 65 million died from a coronavirus. Then he's got the patented vaccine ingredient. They've got the vaccine ready. They haven't done the trials. Then they have all these TV shows that he finances about how he's a hero creating a vaccine to stop a world pandemic. And out of China, we get the bird flu, the swine flu. And now this and SARS. That's four, the big pandemics, all from China. This one's man-made. We know that. So let's go ahead and go to our good friend, Chief Science Officer of the New World Order Depopulation Operation, Bill Gates.
One issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population, reproductive health. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, malaria is course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little
then
bit.
Then he really released them to create Zika there. On record.
There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
They're the scientists. All sick in the club.
Those mosquitoes are not infected, but...
But did you come to reproductive issues as an intellectual?
When I was growing up, my parents were always involved in various volunteer things. My dad was head of Planned Parenthood. And it was very controversial to be involved with that. That's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes.
What do you say to critics who claim your global vaccination program is nothing more than a eugenics program?
A huge...
Eugenics. Over 48,000 children in India have been paralyzed due to polio vaccines linked to your foundation.
No. I mean, nothing has saved more lives than vaccination. You know, the key figure that we think about in terms of what we're prioritizing is the tragic death of young people.
Sanitation did it.
You know, vaccines are about saving lives, improving lives. There's no better tool that mankind's ever invented for absolutely those things. And, you know, polio, the whole idea is to reduce to zero the number of kids who are being paralyzed. And it's during between now and 2018, if things go well, we expect that will become the second disease ever eradicated.
They don't call polio anymore. They call it polio-like, and it's on record that that's what he does. So he puts up an equation and says we've got to reduce humans down to zero to save the Earth because carbon's bad. Not genetic engineering, not uranium being dumped in the ocean, but humans. And it's all a big sick joke, and they've recruited the scientific elite to be eugenicists. And if you're a eugenicist and join the club, then you get promoted. Again, they tried to recruit my dad when he was in high school, going to University of Texas in Plan 2 because he was, you know, tested one of the highest in the state. So that's what's been going on for a long time, folks. And you can argue there's too many people. You can argue folks are dumbed down. You can argue they just watch TV all day and are lazy. But you need to know that it's being done to everybody, including those of us that don't want to be lazy and don't want to be slobs. We're being hit by the GMO, the 5G, and they're trying to now forcibly inoculate us with vaccines that are on record lowering fertility. Listen, Bill Gates. Keep your damn hands off my children. I know for a certain fact you don't take all your shots because you know what you're putting in them. And by the way, it's all over the internet. Gates has failed to cover this up. Their depopulation project has been exposed, and it's going to blow up in their face. Mark my words.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect. And some good things have come out of it. But now, we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany to the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet, because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday transmission. We have a special guest on tomorrow, Chimene Nugent, very smart lady. Gotten to know her and Ted Nugent pretty good over the years. And she's a lot, in her words, bolder than she used to be. She's willing to really let it all hang out. And so this is an interview you don't want to miss tomorrow at high noon. We're going to talk coronavirus, the Q movement, Ted Nugent, the Second Amendment, and so much more. Speaking of the Second Amendment, U.S. government is now saying that they may cease gun sales nationwide because the FBI phone banks can't have people at them to take your calls when they do the background check. Isn't it convenient how the globalists control the bureaucracy still? Trump isn't in even 10% control. And they're able to then just decide what services you get and what services you don't. Isn't that just special? And all over the country, Democrats are banning the sale of guns in their towns and in their cities. There's the article on InfoWars.com, Second Amendment, Red Alert. FBI could stop approving gun sales soon, they say. Now, I want to get to the real culprits here and the different facets of what's happening. Because, again, I'm not saying the virus isn't deadly. I'm not saying people shouldn't be concerned. I'm saying the globalists are using the crisis to gain full control and do a giant bailout for themselves. And all these top globalists 2 months ago, before the hysteria started, shorted key U.S. companies across the board that would be most hurt during this and who wouldn't be getting bailouts. So we'll get to that in a moment. We are selling out. It was sold out for 3 weeks. Super silver, 16-ounce nano silver from ABL, American Biotech Labs. And these are the folks that supply the military, hospitals, everybody. We're very blessed to have them. But with all the supply stuff going on, when we get more is now in question. It'll sell out the next day or two. This has been sold out for 3 weeks. Super silver 1 ounce. A limited supply has come out with a little spray bottle. You can also refill it with the big bottle and then take it out, spray it on your hands. You can also ingest it. Again, it is available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Sold out for 4 months. Living Defense, that you've heard the rave reviews about and the amazing things it does to your gut and the flora and going after those little unwanted visitors. It's super high quality. It is back in stock. And that also boosts your overall defense, having a healthy gut. That is so critical. Turmeric, don't have to tell you what turmeric does. Well, we have one of the strongest you're going to find out there, if not the strongest, 95% curcuminoid than other natural compounds that boost that. And it's not just the anti-inflammatory. It's well known as an amazing antioxidant and just does so many things. It's good for adults. It's good for children. Boost your family's defense with it. It's back in stock. And all this is 40% off, and it's all shipping. The warehouse is about a day behind. So you order today. They're going Saturday. It'll ship out Saturday or Monday. Again, the storable food, we had to see sales of that because we're not sure into the future if we can get more food. We have the food for the orders that have come in, and most of them have already gone out. I want you to confuse that. DNA Force Plus is the big thing I'd be taking, especially if you're above 40, for what it does on record, PQQ, CoQ10. I mean, these are things you're going to even make claims about because they're so well documented. What they do to the engines of the cells, the mitochondria, and so much more. Talk about boosting your defense. This is an absolute. It's 40% off. Vaso Beach is back in stock. It's also great for the whole body. And with the nitrous oxide it creates, that's a great extract, X2, X3. People are researching iodine and what clean iodine does to your body. And they're just going crazy. It's being bought up everywhere. Ours is very close to selling out. X2 will sell out probably in about a week. X3 in about 2 weeks at current sales rates. And I'm not sure when we're getting more. So I would get your orders in on that front as well. We also have Turbo Force, the great clean 10-hour energy back in stock. Stock of other great stuff like Brain Force Plus. If you want to be stocked up on this stuff and you want to fund the InfoWar, I would take action today. Because despite the fact we're about to sell out of the 16-ounce immune gargle and don't know when we're getting more, it's 20% off right now despite the fact that. And the others are 40 to 50% off. Lung cleanse is amazing with all those essential oils. Get that. InfoWarStore.com. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Let me just do this the time we have left in the segment. Let me just read some headlines, and then I'm going to come back and get into the people that are shorting the stock market. And I went and I spent 2 hours on this last night researching what I already knew, but just checking memory and checking little pieces I saw. It was actually going back about 10 weeks ago that I saw these wascally wabbits begin saying that there's a depression coming and they're going to drive Trump out with it, and that they were getting others to come in and short the market to create a swarm, a locust attack. And, of course, Soros has his little minions involved. And then now these very individuals are parading around on TV as experts telling you that it's a Great Depression and it's all over and that Trump's terrible. And then some of these guys are people that famously would buy up a prescription drug company and increase the price of the drug 5,000%. So it's just sickening, people. Because they're not just trying to blame Trump with this and kill the economy, as they said they would do to bring down Trump, to teach Americans, as Bill Maher said, to roll over and bow down. It's such authoritarians. But they're making a buttload of money shorting the market, and then they're also going to get the bailout out of it. And now they're calling for Avenatti and for Madoff and for all these other individuals to be let out of prison because of the coronavirus. And they're letting thousands of prisoners out in every major city. It's not hundreds. First it's hundreds, then it's thousands. It was hundreds a few days ago. Now it's thousands a day out of L.A. But they're announcing they're going to arrest anybody that has their business open. If you're Walmart, if you're other big box stores, you can stay open. Target, Costco, but that local hardware store, that local grocery store, no. You will shut down or we will arrest you and we'll fill you into those jails because we're not going to have small companies anymore in America. And we're coming for guns and we're going to forcibly inoculate you. So I hope everybody enjoys. Coronavirus hysteria kills economy as Americans prepare for quarantine. We'll tell you all about that when we come back. But first, U.S. government's preparing for an 18-month pandemic and critical shortages. Told you that last week. Now it's mainstream news. Oh, the factories are breaking down. The food supply is running out, but it's okay. Enjoy the long depression. Remember, you don't have a memory, they think, so you won't remember how the hysteria triggered the depression. When you're living on the street, you won't be worried about the virus anymore, but there'll still be drones giving you orders and paramilitary troops everywhere and It just had to happen, didn't it? You had to give it all up. It was so much fun to get hysterical. Yep, the little robot helpers are everywhere now. Second Amendment red alert. FBI can stop approving gun sales. Mention that. Ammo sales report 276% increase. America First. Trump bars immigration from entering country citing coronavirus. Italy's lockdown will be extended. Of course it will. Prime Minister says it's death tolls, blacks in hospital struggle. Convoy of Italian army trucks haul away corpses as local crematorium flooded with coronavirus dead. Martial law, France citizens have to fill out a form every time they leave their home, but the Islamics and homeless can do as they wish. Study. Global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner. Bill and Melinda Gates tell us. Super rich paralyzes, private jet travel restricted. Oh, you thought you'd be safe. No, you weren't. Continuing, it's all interesting, isn't it? And we told you every bit of it with total precision because we live this, we study this, and we know the enemy operation. Infowars.com, still on the air, but who knows how long. PrisonPlanet.com, NewsWars.com.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this March 19th, Thursday edition. Now let's get into who stands to gain from all of this. We know the virus is man-made. That's confirmed. I'll go over that more next hour. We know that it was incubated in communist China, and the left said, leave our borders open to Trump. Don't stop flights from China, but he did. Then they said Trump hadn't done enough. And it was communist China and then Italy and then the big tech companies and the big banks that first locked everything down to set the precedent that that's what you got to do. Then they started saying it's going to create a depression. We just have to accept this. Many stocks are going to go to zero. Many blue chip stocks are going to go to zero. And we need trillions in bailouts to panic everyone. And so Trump did several Federal Reserve cuts. Trump announced a trillion-dollar socialist-style handout to try to kill the panic. And then all the talking heads, the billionaires, the leftists, the Harvard Mafia, they marched out and got on all the talk shows and said, Trump hasn't done enough. We need bigger bailouts to us, to the casinos and to the big banks and to the airlines. And we're still going to have a depression because he hasn't done enough to stop the spread of the virus. We need total lockdown. And when you watch these guys, it's all the exact script. They'll talk about, oh, the boomers, you know, they're really scared. And my dad's scared. He's 80-something with a heart problem. And, oh, it's the problems of the millennials. They're young and dumb. They're spreading it. They're the bad ones playing ages off against each other because they're talking on CNBC to older people, investor class. And it's just the right thing to do, and that's why we did this. Oh, and Hilton's going to zero. Well, what they don't tell you when they're all up there manipulating the market on television is that they're shorting it, and they started shorting it 10 weeks ago. And I went and looked it up. And they said a depression's going to stop Trump. If I played all the clips, we would take the rest of the hour up. But I do have someone to play next hour. Bill Maher and CNN and MSNBC and PBS and the Democrats and Pelosi all saying, we're going to plunge the economy to get Trump. Wow. It's like saying, I'm going to burn your house down so your wife leaves you. Well, your wife doesn't leave you because you burn the house down. You go to jail. Like blaming Trump for what they're cheerleading and what they're implementing. So they're using the virus fear. I know I'm stating an obvious thing here to drive down the economy. But I'll tell you the good news. When I saw this video yesterday up on Infowars.com in a Paul Joseph Watson article, I knew who the guy was already, that he's a villain and connected to Soros. And then I went and looked him up, and I went to the YouTube of the video of him on national television on CNBC. And almost every commenter was, this is the guy that bought up that drug company and increased prices 5,000%. This is the guy that is constantly doing insider stuff and shorting things and trying to bring down U.S. companies. He calls himself an activist investor. And what he works to do is go after nationalist and conservative operations. Oh, but he's a Harvard alum, so he's part of the Harvard Mafia, so they call him an activist investor. Yeah, I guess you could call Hitler a activist leader. So he says, Mr. President, the only answer is to shut down the country for the next 30 days. Close the borders. Oh, now a liberal wants that. Tell all Americans that you are putting us on an extended spring break at home with the family. Keep only essential services open. The government pays wages until we reopen. But then that will create a depression and the supply chain will break, and it already is. Oh, the left says, we got plenty, it's fine. No, they know scientifically, with just-on-time delivery, that it's already breaking down. We may already not be able to avert a depression. And then you find out he's shorting all these key industries, and he knows if Trump orders the total shutdown, they will then go down to close to zero, and then he will buy them up and then turn the lights back on, just like Rothschild did when they beat Napoleon. Rothschild had a fast ship go across. He used carrier pigeon to get to the boat with the message that Lord Wellington had defeated Napoleon in the Second War. They then had a fast corvette, not a car, a fast ship, race across and tell the stock market, Lord Wellington's been destroyed. The British army's down. We are now vanquished by Napoleon. Stock market went to 1%, and Lord Rothschild became the richest man on earth and controlled the British Empire. That's on record. That's in mainline history. And the same thing's happening again today. So, billionaire Bill Ackman, America will end as we know it unless Trump shuts down the borders. But see, that sounds like a good conservative thing. But the borders are porous. You can't control them. Trump's already done that. He goes on to say everybody has to be shut down and these industries have to be shut down. And I say Hilton's going to zero because he shorted Hilton. Let's play the clip.
Continue the way we are operating is until a vaccine is manufactured, distributed, and injected, we will go through a depression era period in the country, and millions of people will die around the globe, and as many as a million Americans are going to die. And it's just math, okay? And the problem is...
It's a script with all of them. It's just math. It's just math. But then when they lock everything down, all those deaths don't happen. They're the heroes. But again, I'm not debating whether the virus is deadly or not. The fact is it's man-made. It came out. They hyped it. They shorted the markets before. And they're on TV telling you it's all over because they're set to make billions and billions and billions individually off betting against it and then using their own corporations to set the precedent to shut down to start the wave rolling. This is a Chicken Little event. Here it is.
And it's just math. Okay. And the problem is if you lock down New York, what will happen is Governor Cuomo will say, okay, we're locking down New York. There was a rumor of that. So what did everyone do? Everyone got out of New York. Okay. Went somewhere else because no one wants to be locked down and they spread the virus. And they're not doing it you know, to cause anyone harm. They just don't even know that they're infected. And by the way, if you look at the data from Korea, there's some very interesting evidence that suggests that people from 20 to 30 are the massive spreaders. You know, the so-called R-naught, you know, the reproduction number of the virus, I think is much higher, particularly in that group of people. So you have a group of people that are, you know, 20 to 30, the millennials, they're, what will happen is, you know, the hotel industry and the restaurant industry will go bankrupt first. Boeing is, you know, on the brink. Okay. Boeing will not survive without a government bailout. Okay. So look at airline industry, auto industry, restaurant industry, hotel industry. You know, capitalism does not work in an 18-month shutdown. Capitalism can work in a 30-day shutdown. And we got to do the 30-day shutdown. And if the president has to bring out the National Guard to keep people in their homes, which I don't think he will need to do, he should do it.
Listen to the sliminess of that guy's voice. And then go look, he's shorting those very stocks he just told you about. Oh, this airline's going to zero. Oh, this hotel's going to zero. And I bet a bunch of money on that 10 weeks ago. Wow, did you have some good timing there, little cupcake? You're another one of the little Harvard elites that, you know, sits up there in that mafia that organizes the managers like you to go sit in those positions of power. Go research what he does with drug companies. But he's a liberal. It's okay that he increases prices 5,000% when he takes over a company because he's liberal. If you're Jeff Bezos and have slave labor and the lowest wages and treat everybody like crap, it's okay because he's liberal. Don't you understand you can be Apple and own slave factories and use Uyghur slaves to build your devices? It's okay. Tim Cook is gay. And when you're gay, you can own slave factories. And you can take whatever drug he's on where his pupils under light are wide open like he's on seven hits of LSD. Who knows? He just rules us. That's all we know. And Ackman rules us. Oh, Ackman. Oh, you're so suave. Ackman, we bow to you. Oh, but he vowed reforms after he spiked the drug prices. I shouldn't laugh. Hey, folks. We're already probably going to have a massive recession, and if they shut things down for a month, which they will, do not worry, you're going to get what all Chicken Littles get. You're going to get a real crisis. Because while Chicken Little's running around freaking out, squawking and yelling, you know what's happening? The weasel and the fox walk into that hen house, and they say, we're going to drink your blood real slow. I'm Ackman, and I'm here to take care of you and your family. I'm going to take real good care of you, America, under martial law.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this, so remember who your enemies are.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And it's just math, okay? And the problem is, if you lock down New York, what will happen is Governor Cuomo will say, okay, we're locking down New York. There was a rumor of that. So what did everyone do? Everyone got out of New York. Okay, moved, went somewhere else because they didn't. No one wants to be locked out. And they spread the virus. And they're not doing it, you know, to cause anyone harm. They just don't even know that they're infected. And by the way, if you look at the data from Korea, there's some very interesting evidence.
Escape from New York becomes reality. If the United States follows the pattern of the Chi-Coms, Italy, France, Spain, and the EU, and what Hollywood and the megabanks are pushing for, ladies and gentlemen, we will be locked down for 18 months. It's now been officially announced. And even AP, even Yahoo News, even Reuters, I have the articles right here, admit that this is a takeover by the financial institutions of the real economy that they already were waging war with, and that all the small businesses will be shut down and only the big corporations will get the bailouts from the very same mega banks that own them. That's right. The big mega banks will get the Federal Reserve money. They will get first use of it. They're already freezing many new home loans. They are killing the economy by design. And if you remember, Democrats, MSNBC, CNN, HBO host, like Bill Maher, they've all come out and said over and over and over again that they were going to plunge the economy, that it was worth it to stop Donald Trump. And now they're hip, hip, hooray. Yay. We may be able to remove Trump, because we're killing the economy that he helped start. Paul Krugman of the New York Times economist, Obama's economist, said you'll never get it above 3%. Got it to 3.8. And now you wonder, like I was saying 10 weeks ago, when we knew that the impeachment was going to fail weeks before it did, what would they do next? I said bioweapon attack or a new war to create uncertainty in the economy. And Trump's pulling out of Afghanistan, all the rest of it, they are pissed. Yeah, MSNBC hopes a global financial crisis will help Democrats win in 2020. Why, that was just 2-3 weeks ago, and now they're getting their wish. Here's a short compilation, just a sampling of their revelatory behavior against all of you. Here it is.
A woman asked me, do you think we're going to have a recession? And I said, well, I'd never say never, but I said, I think the economy is pretty fundamentally strong, and I don't see one on the horizon. And the people kind of grimaced when I said that. And one woman said, I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump. And that, I think that's, most liberals won't admit that. But when you see what's happened with the media coverage of the economy, Martha, over the last 10 to 14 days, it's, you know, the new R word isn't racism for now. It's recession.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession.
But as far as the winning economy that the president needs from now until November, do you really see that changing?
Well, I'll give you two examples. 2008, at this time, nobody thought we would have a global financial crisis our shores. And that's the thing that really sunk John McCain's candidacy then. Think about 2018. You know what happened in Q4 2018? The stock market fell 20%. You know what also happened? The Dems took back the House in that period. So if the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on, and they pose a problem.
All right, Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean,
they said we would see the global economy entering recession in 3 quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession. Sean Hannity says I'm evil for that, and I'm bringing it on. Sean, if you're watching, I'm not a genie. I can't make it happen. I'm just wishing it. If it happens, it'll be because of your Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump. A recession is a survivable event. What Trump is doing to this country is not.
His trade policy with China, first thoughts, second thoughts.
More of this. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopia novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals. America was coming back. The Chi-Coms had been defeated economically. The globalists were being arrested for their pedophile rings. Hillary Clinton's server had been retrieved. The New York police had it all along. The laptop. How do you change the subject? How do you lock it down? How do you blame the president? You launch a man-made bioweapon that you know is going to kill a lot of old people, that you already had on the shelf, like Bill Gates said, to get rid of granny. Save that $1 million per old person to kill. And then the whole mechanized propaganda arm right before the virus is released. All these TV shows and movies and productions for HBO and Discovery Channel and history that have been made over a year. The end of the world, all these shows premiered right on time. Yet you didn't know. That's how they roll. And they've got the vaccine ready, but they got to do the trials first. Bill Gates owns that. And did the tabletop exercise 4 months ago where 65 million died from the coronavirus. And Obama transferred the virus in 2015 under big protest to, you guessed it, the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. Guess you didn't know. Now the martial law is going into place. And do they have their way and the fear keeps rolling? You're not just going to see that stock market go down. You're going to see more bioweapons released. Because when you get on your knees to a slave master, all that does is encourage him to kill more of it. Land of the free. Home of the brave. On its knees. How many deaths in the United States? How many deaths in the United States? Confirmed cases, 9,415. But let's look at Italy. 35,000 cases. And what are the deaths? 2,978, probably higher than that now. 475 in one day. China's only had 3,000. You believe that? You saw that total hysteria in China, over 3,000? Total martial law? 700 million people locked down, drones screaming orders at everybody? All of that craziness? The flu kills about 150 people a day if you average it out over a year in the United States alone. How many have died in the United States? Is it even 100? Let's look that up. Think about that. All right. Well, you guys just put it on screen over there for me when you get a chance. Thank you. But this is the total attempt at hysteria. 154 deaths in the United States, 68 in Washington State, the epicenter, New York, California, Florida, goes on from there. And America on its knees, 154 deaths, a little over what you get in one day from the flu. And of course, the answer is, well, the bell curve. You know, if it goes straight up, it'll overwhelm the hospitals and everything. So we want to space it out. They're saying, oh, you're all still going to get it. That's why we made it. But we're going to space it out over 18 months. And of course, you know, once you've lived with having to have your papers to go outside your house and drones barking orders at you for 18 months, you're never going back. Never going back. Never coming back. Just like the UN said, world government needs a bioweapon or a new plague to get the public to accept surveillance and control and forced inoculation and gun confiscation. So we better start having a discussion about that. But I know that's a thing that's happening. The loss of freedoms. The whole plan set up and ready for us. But this virus itself is a Trojan horse for the political and cultural and economic control that comes with it, which they're now admitting. And trillions to the bankers, trillions to the globalists, and their business is allowed to stay open and make record profits, but your business can't stay open. You know, you saw all those big national headlines last week about Alex Jones selling fake coronavirus cures. Never said we had a cure. Never said we had a treatment. So we have ABL laboratories that produces stuff for hospitals and over-the-counter and everything else. And as soon as everybody found out, the regulators, that Walmart sells this under another name and makes claims that ABL has, they've certified, it all went away, didn't it? You didn't see any other articles. It all just stopped Sunday, didn't it? Thousands of articles, every TV channel, everywhere. And then went like, oh, really? Sold in Walmart. Because you see, Walmart and Target and all these big mega box stores, they're part of the infrastructure protection operation. And they get to operate when no one else does. And that's what's so crazy about all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a total raping of the economy, a total raping of your future. And it's all being sold like it's a good thing. In fact, there's a PBS piece where you're the smart guys, and the guy talks to you like you're 2 years old. You're the smart guys. I'm going to explain to you why this is really dangerous and why it's really bad. As if you just totally panic and it's the end of the world and you do whatever they say, or you're denying that viruses are a problem and there's no problem. No, the truth is it's engineered. It's been released. It comes back. That's the real threat. And they're covering up the fact it's still ongoing in China, but it's being used as a weapon against America and against President Trump. There's another article just went up on BusinessInsider.com. It mirrors the article by Paul Watson on Infowars.com. Italy's coronavirus lockdown is so severe that you need a form to prove you have good enough reason to go outside. That's total martial law. Guys, go to YouTube and type in Nazis check Jews papers. There's a lot of famous footage of, you know, a guy with a riding crop up against a Jewish woman's neck like that. Then you're like, you know, and they're checking the papers. Well, that's what's going on now all over the world. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and play part of that PBS piece. I'm going to open the phones up. They have a special guest in the studio coming up next hour. I'm just going to throw this in there. We are selling out of the super silver with the nano silver that's patented and that's amazing and is the best you're going to find out there. and 16 ounces of this for $19.95, it's an amazing deal. It's about to sell out. The 1 ounces came back in a limited number of these. It's good to, it's the same stuff. So you can use this as a dispenser, spray it on your hands for surface stuff. That's really what their big business is for hospitals, spraying it. Cause it, alcohol, golf gases, but in the Army, systems when they got this approved for hospitals back in 2003 and 2005, it was for hospitals nationwide. They found silver doesn't off gas. It just stays there until you wipe it away. It just stays on surfaces. Why? It's the thing you find in hospitals everywhere. It's this company. And so, you can also ingest it. And so you talk about really good hand sanitizer. You talk about surface sanitizer. That's what this company is. And, you know, we told everybody that hydrogen peroxide is really good in the studies. And now Trump gave a speech about it. I mean, I don't even sell hydrogen peroxide. You can get that anywhere. This is just basic stuff for like gargling. If it's in your throat or whatever, it doesn't mean it's a panacea. And of course, we talked about malaria drugs 2 weeks ago and studies being good. Oh, shut up. Don't say that. Now it's all over the news. So we'll tell you about that as well. We're not selling the malaria drug. We're just telling you about it. And you know, it's good to get vitamin C, folks. That's what the studies say as well. I don't sell vitamin C by itself because that's so easy to get, an orange peel, you name it. But those are just things you need. And sunshine. Get out in the backyard on a sunny day soon, folks, because every study shows that'll create that natural vitamin D. Fish oil has it as well. And we, of course, have that back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com. For X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com
have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back live. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. I want to open the phones up throughout the next few hours, and Paul Watson takes over in the fourth hour. Tim Reams, who is a really great guy. He's a famous recon Marine. The first few years when he did that, then he worked for a three-letter agency for a while doing a lot of secret stuff. He's not just a contractor, but is an actual, you know, operative. And we can't get into all that stuff, but he's a really smart guy, been around the world, and he's a patriot. And he's done some work with us going out and showing what's happening on the border and a lot of interesting things. We just got back yesterday with Rob Dew. We're going to be playing some excerpts of that. He joins us 15 minutes of the next hour. I want to open the phones up next segment. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air. Free for all, first-time callers, long-time callers. And then we'll segue into the next hour with Tim, and we'll continue to take your calls then. Okay, I'm going to introduce something here to everybody that I search engined last night and nobody's pointed out. So I'm not just coining something here. I'm telling you what's going on. There's no doubt that's what this is. What do you call a group or a class of institutions or people exerting their will with economic power? Well, you could call it financial terrorism. But one man's terrorist, another man's patriot. The labor unions were pretty much communist, but they were responding to the robber barons and the corruption of those guys. And the labor unions got a lot of rights for people. We can roll some of that B-roll footage of the labor unions back in the past and some of those you know, famous events that took place. But what is it we're looking at now? Well, it's the big mega banks and the most powerful Fortune 500 exerting their will to start a stampede in non-essential areas they were running, to have their executives go home but actually keep all their companies operating, to then cancel some big public events and you know, have governments declare martial law in areas like Europe and China, to then set the precedent to create the hysteria and the fear to have that done here if Trump didn't follow suit, monkey see, monkey do. And the big thing this will create is unrest in the end. They know within a month we'll be into a depression with this lockdown once it's in place. And they're incrementally putting more in every day. Trump's been bucking it, but trying to give the rhetoric that he's doing this so that he doesn't get the political blame for the death he knows is already coming. He's following a balancing act that we really advised him to cover. He's either listening to us or he came up with the exact same pragmatic system. Because regardless, they're going to hype every event like it's the end of the world. In communist China, they had a pliant media that stuck with the state and said the government was good. Here you're going to have the media saying the president is the worst thing on the earth and that every death is his fault. And they'll show their each person's face and have sad music in the background. One person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic, as Stalin said. And so this is the big push. And now they go, oh, actually, remember, first they sold you. It's a big high bell curve. And so We need to stop that. It'll overwhelm the system. And I said, wait a minute. It'll take years for this virus to run through. Well, now they say 18 months. Have you put up with that? 18 years, like us being in Afghanistan. This is a takeover. And so it all sounds reasonable. It all sounds good. I just want you to know the virus is the cover for the takeover, the vertical integration, the giant multi-trillion dollar operation that they are engaged in. That's what this is, a giant vertical integration, a giant ultra-massive extraction, and a consolidation by the corporate rulers who are coordinating this between countries worldwide, as they said they always would, with Bill Gates right at the center of it, and a bunch of Obama appointees running it. So this is a corporate strike against the people exercising their power over you to shut down the economy, to shut down the infrastructure, and to drive you into total hysterical fear and submission. And if you pass the test and submit properly, then you are never going to get out of the handcuffs. This is the New World Order. This is the technocracy. This is robot drones everywhere barking orders at you, now becoming autonomous where it won't even be police controlling them. It'll be the ruling technocrats with their robot armies surveilling and controlling, armed to the teeth with lethal and non-lethal weapons to dominate you. This is the complete rollout with digital tattoos under the skin, microchips, total tracking, absolute domination, absolute total control. Because after all, we can't allow any deaths. We have to get rid of the swimming pools that are more than 3 feet deep. We have to get rid of diving boards. We have to get rid of dodgeball and chase at the school. Someone might hit their knee. Now they're not even allowed to talk at many recesses or shake hands. We're all being trained to be these jellyfish and stay in our homes and watch the TV screens, and the robots will tend the fields, and the robots will bring us the food, and the robots will enforce it like THX-1138, the actual globalist plan, where you're forced, drugged, and everything else until you're just made obsolete and phased out. So you wanted to know how it would look. It's exactly how I predicted from reading their own writings, following the exact script, exact time, as you've all heard me 5,000 times tell you. And I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So there you go. And I want all of you thinking you're working with the system to think you're getting out of this. You're not. You'll all be destroyed as well. Let's go to a few minutes of this PBS piece where they sound so reasonable laying out why this is going to happen. But no discussion of where it came from. No discussion of the depression it's going to cause by shutting everything down. Here it is.
On day one, no one you know is sick. It feels like a normal day. It may stay like this for a long time until one day a few people you know are sick. And suddenly a few days later, it will seem like everyone is sick, and it will feel like it happened instantly. Everything looks fine until it isn't fine. This is the paradox of pandemics, and it's why with an outbreak like COVID-19, you hear health officials calling for huge, drastic, and rapid responses in the early days when infection numbers are still relatively small. Some people worry that these actions are overreactions. Sports teams playing to empty stadiums or not playing at all, canceling huge gatherings and festivals, temporarily closing schools and offices, telling people to avoid personal contact. Media sensationalism. But this way of thinking fails to appreciate how disease outbreaks work. It was really never fine to begin with, but we don't notice until it's too late. Hey, smart people, Joe here. How bad will the coronavirus outbreak get? That's what we all want to know, and the answer is in one of these curves. This is what a rapid global pandemic looks like. Little to nothing to slow the number of new infections means a lot of people sick in a short amount of time. A slower global pandemic looks like this. The rate of new cases is lowered and they're spread out over a longer period of time. And which one of these paths that we end up on is important because of this line. It represents the capacity of our healthcare system, the number of beds, doctors, respirators, and everything else. What experts fear is a sudden explosion like this, overwhelming this capacity. And what's really interesting here is that even if these two curves represent the same total number of people that eventually get infected.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, the former SS officer before World War II, his cousin that founded Bilderberg Group, Prince Bernhard, both shot their mouths off in interviews. You pull them up. About how they want to depopulate the planet with a bioweapon. Well, now Prince Albert of Monaco. Will you guys reprint this for me? It printed blank. Thank you. Prince Albert of Monaco tests positive for coronavirus. Palace announces, so does Grace Kelly's son. You know, back a few weeks ago when they said Tom Hanks had it on that weekend, I went live on Sunday and I said, I think this is either made up or it's PR to overshadow Trump's emergency announcement. Turned out it was fake news that ABC News ran. The kings of fake news. And I think this is fake too. This is all meant to make the establishment look like us. So I don't believe a damn word comes out of their mouth. It's all part of the hype. And whether it's Norway or whether it's Sweden or whether it's France or whether it's Spain or whether it's Italy, French face fines if they leave home amid coronavirus lockdown as Europe prepares to close external borders. So when you go see V for Vendetta and the young news girl is getting home 5 minutes after dark and the thugs come around her, she says, I'm sorry, I got stuck on the train. They said, you're going to have to pay for this with your body. And then V, of course, takes him out. But you want to live like that? Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, you want to spy on every corner, watching what you do, telling you what to eat, how to sleep, where you can live, where you can go? You want squid? You want squid coming out your ass? I eat squid 3 times a day. By the way, you go to Cuba today, and the most beautiful women you can imagine will have sex with you for a $2 little tube of wormer that you can bring into the country because the government can't and won't procure dewormer, and people get worms from childhood, and they have worms their whole life because, but the communists, they have the most doctors of any country. And when you get cataracts, you get a cane. And when your knee goes out, you get a cane. And you don't get dewormer. So all the lefties that want Bernie Sanders, lines are good. Empty shelves are good. There are too many types of deodorant. But, you know, he's getting at something there. He wants it for control over you. But people really are decadent. People aren't focused. People don't have attention spans. It's been done by design, but our own weakness to let it happen. Going with the flow instead of resisting it. And so now we're in a soft, pliable, dumbed-down mass. And you know what happens to soft, pliable, dumbed-down masses? They get enslaved, and if humans are worthless and consume stuff, they get killed. See, America was about rugged individuals who stood for what you could produce and what you did, like Martin Luther King later pointed out, not who you were because you were a prince or some lord or some duke. In the colonies, you couldn't do basic business unless up the chain there was a duke or a lord or some viceroy, some courtier of the crown that had licensure for you to operate. And for all of you that want to live like that, they've trained the bureaucrats and the college students that that's the world that's coming. And there's not going to be jobs for humans. It's going to be robots that run it all, and you're going to have to do what you're told and take the vaccines you're told and not have children and jump through all these hoops so you can be given your credits. Because they don't need people anymore. They've got the minds and the robots and all the stuff. They're phasing in the AI takeover. And so humans have to start saying, hey, there needs to be a symbol on food, a symbol on clothes made by humans. And we need to have unions of pro-human futures and communities that are pro-human. And we have to come together against the big corporations and all the little robot minders. Remember in Doctor Who, they had the little Daleks that would roll around and say, exterminate, exterminate. Now they actually have robots in the U.S. and Japan and China that look like a Dalek that roll around and give you orders. And now they're arming them. Of course, I'd tell you this 20, 30 years ago, you're a conspiracy theorist. And driverless trucks and the post-human world. Because you can't leave your house. And, of course, the next thing will be go underground so the virus can't get you. And that's the whole idea of THX-1138 that George Lucas made his first film about with Robert Duvall and a lot of other amazing actors. It was a composite of Brave New World and then what the scientists and others were talking about at the time, what they wanted to build. And a scientific elite takes humanity underground to protect them from a bio threat. And generations later, we're ruled over by robots and a technotronic elite, the technocrats. That's the plan. It's always been the plan. since 1856, when Sir Francis Galton had a hallucination. This is in history books. So did Darwin, his cousin, Charles Darwin. They were part of a secret government breeding program. This has been declassified. Between the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, and several other families. The Blairs were involved a little bit. That's George Orwell later. And they were breeding the smartest people together in a eugenics experiment, but most of them became mentally ill or crazy. But then they started having hallucinations, and they were told by aliens how to build all this. This is in mainline history books. And they envisioned computers and robots, the double helix and biometrics and everything they were supposed to build. And then they set about with the Scientific Royal Academy to build this. And then Eisenhower, 100 years later, 105 years later, 106 years later, he comes out and warns you about the technotronic scientific elite controlling the military-industrial complex that was going to do all this. You see, and then it all makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Demons literally inspired these people who the royal family had to do a breeding program with all this weird esoteric knowledge from Egypt they know about to be able to then engineer brains like a Frank Herbert idea, like a guild navigator, to be able to then interface with these people. These little, well, their average operative looks like a little elf, but if you take the hat off, it's got horns. I'm not kidding, folks. The CIA takes drugs. They interface with it. I told you all that stuff. I told Joe Rogan that last year. And then 2 months later, he had a top scientist on going, well, we actually now are doing DMT studies with DMT drip. It's like astronauts. We go in other dimensions and we map it and we're communicating with the creatures. Now, Joe already knew all that. You know, Joe's a good guy, but those folks kind of recruited him in. You know, it's all interesting. It's really professors. It's not the CIA. You know, the Green Berets and all that just go around killing people the globalists want dead. This is totally different than that. And see, I have to tell you this now so you know why I know all this, okay? Because when I was a kid, I ran into a lot of interesting people. I didn't know what I was seeing at the time, who just talked about all this. And these were university folks and people running major operations. And, you know, you're sitting there listening about machine elves when you're 6, 7 years old at the dinner table. And how the government's got a project talking to the aliens. And, you know, and it wasn't my parents involved. They just had, you know, some friends over talking about it, running a secret project in San Francisco. So that's what this is. And the aliens are working with the globalists to kill everybody. And they're going to kill you real slow. So you never really wake up to it and know what's hitting you. So just like I told you about the bio attack that they'd have robots controlling us 20 years ago, you know, during a lockdown. Well, now I'm telling you the rest of the story. And the Bible tells you all right there about the fallen one of the earth and the whole plan and how he would seduce us and have a mark to buy or sell under the skin, the tattoo that now Bill Gates is rolling out. And IBM ran Hitler and ran the Nazis and just, it's all there. So you just need to understand that they were given inspiration by the dark side to build this. They didn't just come up with, what do you think the obelisk is in, what do you think the obelisk is in 2001 Space Odyssey? The obelisk, TV screen, movie screen, obelisk. And then it sucks you into the other dimension. And then soon you take a chip so you can just interface right away with it. It listens to you. It watches you. This is all demonic alien tech. It's been done before. We're being farmed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain
has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up to the day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on. InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
America's economy is being targeted. China was the incubation point for the man-made virus that does kill at an alarming rate, old and infirm. But it's only the cover for the lockdown that brings down the economy. So I'm not debating those that say, oh, you can say it's legitimate to have quarantine. That's just the cover, though, separately for the takeover. And our new robot minders and controllers, they always promised us would never control us. But the dream is to get rid of human soldiers and police and have it all be robots because they will follow the orders. It's a very, very simple equation. We are entering the end of the human age if the globalists have their way. This is not a drill. It's not a joke. I'm telling you what they believe. And they may be wrong, that they may not be working with off-world stuff and interdimensional things. The globalists are, none of them are atheists. They are all super into the occult, taking hardcore drugs. They believe to interdimensionally interface with these creatures. And now that's mainline thought. You see all these billionaires on the news saying that, and oh, take ayahuasca, you know, meet the watchers and all this. No, don't take the ayahuasca. I would not take the DMT. Believe me. Because if you're not deceived, I don't think they can rope you in. They're going to try to absolutely go watch Buckaroo Banzai when the guy goes in the other dimension for a second and then they get him for a minute and he comes back crazy. That's that. Let me tell you, they don't just put that in Hollywood movies because they just thought this up. Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, they didn't just think that up. So in fact, guys, try to pull up Buckaroo Banzai online, even if it's on Netflix, the part where it explains what happens to the mad scientist, where he runs himself into a wall and his head goes another dimension. It's really like 100 years. They torture the living hell out of him. You want to know what a DMT trip's like? That's what it's like. And let me tell you, it is a trip. You're going somewhere. So don't take it. No, everybody says it's cool and it's wonderful. No. No. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your phone calls. But that's where this all goes. It's spiritual. It's real. The devil's real. Okay? And the globalists want to tell you that there's no God, there's no nothing, so you're defenseless. And you don't know that there's a God infinitely more powerful than the devil, but you've got free will. You can tune into God and the Holy Ghost anytime you want, unless you've sacrificed children or done really evil stuff and rejected God. You've had the Holy Spirit come to you, the hardcore spotlight transmission. It's always there, but coming down on you like Sunday morning on a Sunday morning sidewalk. That old Johnny Cash song. And you reject that, and then you go and you commit a bunch of crimes. Well, you're going to have a big problem. And then you're going to get cut off completely. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, once that goes on, now you're going to be a slave of the devil, and it's not going to be fun. Now, here's the cheesy trailer for the movie, but there's the part where the mad scientist goes to another dimension for a second, and then he's always trying to open the gate back up. That's what this is, okay? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go to James in Kansas City. James, thanks for holding it on the air.
Hi, Alex. Just got some information from a friend of mine. Son is in the military, in the Army. This is not National Guard. But there's a hotel in the Kansas City area called Adams Mark Hotel. Apparently, they have taken over the entire hotel. The Army has set up shop there. And they're also popping up some tent cities. I'm a physician in the area. I haven't verified this part yet. There's tent cities being popped up for hospital overflow.
Oh, that's sir, all over at state parks, national parks, former prisons, hotels. Absolutely, that's admitted. That's going on.
But the concerning issue is the Army setting up base at the hotel, and the son called the mom and told her to go out right now and board up your house because I assume this is going to be a martial law situation.
Oh yeah. The Austin businesses are now boarding up. They've been told to get ready for that. We got footage. Savannah Hernandez did a report on it.
But I just wanted to call and if anybody else can verify this, that they have set up shop. We tried calling them. You can't get through. The phone lines, the circuits are all busy. Something's going on.
Absolutely, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. This is it. This is martial law that we're shown by all these other countries, and we better do it or our president's bad. And then the American people go, we want martial law. And then you're going to get it for 18 months and never come out. And you're going to get a big fat depression. But don't worry. You're going to learn how to need the government now. And all the big box stores can stay open. You can't. Economic takeover. And drones flying around all ready to tell you what to do. Hope everybody enjoys. We tried to stop it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. What's going on? What is the endgame.com? What is the endgame.com? I think you pointed this out.
Is that website still up? What is the endgame.com?
It is still up, actually. Yep.
Yeah, it's put in what is the endgame.com. So that thing we put up 14 years ago, that's still up. Wow.
Yeah, and
Amazon banned the sale of it. Amazon banned the sale a few months ago. They said it was a racist movie because it's anti-Hitler. I'm not kidding. It's anti-eugenics and global extermination, so you're not allowed to see it.
Another thing is your vitamin mineral fusion. My favorite thing to do with that is get a blender, some ice, a scoop and a half of the vitamin mineral fusion, a banana, and some milk. And it's the best thing I have. But I'm over here in South Florida actually getting ready to go to the beach, because I'm not in a blue state, and I'm still allowed to do that, even though some mayors have...
That's right. Your governor's not ordered all the beaches closed, but a lot of them have been closed. The leftists control them. But your governor has said that he's not going to kill the economy for this virus. And again, when there's a few thousand deaths or whatever, they're going to say he's the biggest devil, you know, since whatever.
Yep. And so what I'm hearing from friends that I... still have in college and other friends who have kids in school, they're already getting the emails that the system's already in place. They call it remote instruction. They call it instructions now, not learning. But the system's already in place to finish out the school year remotely, and I really feel like this might be the big AI takeover when you have all the remote workers already home. You have the universal basic income for the people who can't work, and, you know, maybe, you know, this is the big rollout globally. We have the infrastructure and we have the technology now. Get everybody to stay home and have the AI gods take their place.
Well, that is the admitted plan. They say this is going to teach us to work at home and cut our carbon footprint, and drones are going to watch us because drones won't supposedly carry the disease. But you know that in the future, that's exactly how the globals will take out populations. They'll send out drones. No humans will know that they're going to release a bioweapon on the public. And then that's how you deliver the system. There was a Sunshine Project report that got declassified in 99. The Marine Corps asked for it to be reclassified in 2002, and it was. And the plan was secret military bases and in a joint task force of the Army and Marines with warehouses that pop open with drone helicopters that would take off and then spray opiates, synthetic, basically fentanyl, on the public during mass riots. But they found about 10% would die because of car wrecks and fires. But that's actually a government program with helicopter depots all over the country with basically a chemical weapon, fentanyl loaded up in them. Doesn't that sound loving? So I wonder what else is going on right now that we don't know about.
It's not just going to be drones. It's the whole AI system. We have the remote workers who are able to work already home. We have the infrastructure for everybody to take instruction in school.
And all we're doing is training the AI. They admit that. So we're still needed to train the AI when it messes up, hold the baby's hand, the baby that's going to kill us.
Yep. And what is the end game? That's why I started off with that. Whatistheendgame.com. Everybody needs to see what the plan is. And that it's not the future. It's now.
You know, that site hadn't been updated in probably 10 years. We need to get into it. I don't even know how. It's still one of our servers. And we need to post a copy of the film, I guess, ourselves. Have we ever posted Endgame yet on Man.Video? Because they're taking it down everywhere. They don't want you to see it because it predicts all of this. God bless you, Josh. I appreciate your call. We're going to start the second hour, do 15 minutes of calls, then Tim Reams is going to be in here with what he saw down on the border, former Recon Marine and Patriot. Him and Rob did a great job down there catching smugglers with toilet paper. Just craziness to show how open it still is. But don't worry, you're going to stay locked up in your house. Meanwhile, French face lines, they leave home amid coronavirus, they face fines. Same thing in Italy. And everything you see done in Europe is then brought here. So the EU is putting martial law in, and we're supposed to accept it. It's just crazy. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We're going to come back and get into all of it. Band.video. And I'm going to find out if Endgame has been posted to Band.video yet. You know, Tommy Robinson has his own site now on Band.video. We expect to open that up to other folks as well. As we're censored off everything, it's good to have our own platform for now. But please spread those links while you still can, because we are in an insane time. All right. Your calls are 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany to the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet, because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down. And then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis.
But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let's jam in a couple calls during this segment. Let's go ahead and talk to who's been holding the longest here. Let's just go to Lynn in Colorado. Lynn, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you? I am calling from Southern Colorado. I would like you to know that. We have a little different attitude out here about what's happening in Denver. And with the governor that's got a little bit too much sugar in his tank, I think it's affected his mind. Anyway, Mr. Jones, I only called to warn people now that President Trump has put everything under FEMA direction this morning. I must warn believers, all believers, that the pastors that have signed up and trained with FEMA, do not trust them. They already have orders to report you if you have guns in your house or if you're not going along with the program.
Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot about this. Guys, go ask Rob Dew or Darren McBrain to find in our servers clergy response teams in Katrina. They go, our job under the Lord is to confiscate firearms and report people with them. Under Jesus' command, turn your guns in. And we help the army take the guns. That is an incredible point.
And not only this, Mr. Jones, I am 62 years old. I love this nation. I love my God. I'm a spirit-filled Jew who loves Jesus Christ with all her heart, mind, and strength. And I would love for everyone to not just repent of the abortions, but for the way we have looked and spoken to one another. For unforgiveness, the pain and the unforgiveness others carry because of our bitterness or our anger or the way we misspoke to them or the things we said that we should have said and the things we said that we should not have said. Let us come together as one. And Mr. Jones, I do so appreciate you and I do so appreciate InfoWars. And with all my heart, I will stand, and I will stand with the truth. And I give everything to the Lord, and I warn you, people. I warn you. The word corona means crown, and it is here to crown the four horsemen of the apocalypse. We must repent.
I know this. It's man-made. It's been rolled out by the globalists to bring us to our knees and have a Great Depression here in the U.S. China only shut down for a few weeks. They've now turned back on, but we're supposed to do it 18 months. So China doesn't do it for two or three weeks. We do it for 18 months. In a couple of months, we'll be in a depression. This is an economic warfare weapon. God bless you, Lynn. Powerful points. I don't want to cut the next caller off, so I'm going to talk for a few minutes and go to break for 1 minute, come back with the next long segment. But we've got a caller up here that ties into what she just said, Josh in Illinois. Drones in Colorado. Area before outbreak, test kits bogus. I said they had weird drones flying in grids all over central Texas at the same time. They had large drones. We're talking 4 or 5 feet across, the 4 to 6 propellers. And I said, are they testing 5G? Are they testing delivery? Or are they spraying something? Because it's been declassified that there have been a lot of programs that use helicopters and things in the past to secretly test airborne vaccines. You know, there's all sorts of secret tests where they spray different pesticides or things for different bugs that are out there. So there's all sorts of weird scientific stuff going on. We know that. I mean, everybody knows about Tuskegee experiment, all the other atomic soldier experiments. It's only gotten worse since then. And again, it's need-to-know basis, compartmentalized scientific groups above the government that are breakaway civilization groups that are running all this. And once they get us locked down and we behave during a pandemic, that only encourages the globalists to release bioweapons into the future that'll even be stronger to corral and control us. So I'm going to get to a bunch of your calls when we come back, and then Tim Reams and the powerful report he and Rob Due have gone out and filed on the Texas border. They just got back yesterday, and you've been seeing these reports filed the last few days. Giant hole in the Brownsville border, toilet paper smuggling they caught. Brownsville coming under shutdown. Rio Grande River crossing. Laredo border closure. They've got all this stuff on tape. We'll be right back. Please tell folks about band.video and about the band broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is all the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You are witnessing 21st century psychological warfare with a real deadly virus at the heart of it to create the maximum hysteria. And you're seeing the AI integration making us work from home with robot drones surveilling us and controlling us. It's all a systematic plan, a bunch of movies and TV shows coming out about pandemics right on time, the tabletop exercise, Bill and Melinda Gates running the whole show, and the pliant Chi-Coms incubating the virus, hitting us. They were only shut down maybe 3-4 weeks. Now they're telling us 12 to 18 months for the U.S. to be shut down. We will be devastated and lose the economic war. But we can't let one person die. It's all over. It's invisible enemy. Here come the Daleks from Doctor Who to control your life. It's here. 2020, the dystopic nightmare, unless humanity awakens. Now you know why there was all the censorship before and all the rest of this. America is under attack. I want to go to your phone calls right now, and I'm going to play that clip when we come back with our next guest, where Trump just puts it out there that our military didn't do this. The Chi-Coms are behind it. And that's a fact. This is a bioweapon attack. And now the whole media is aimed against our president during this crisis and against the American people. You stay in your homes, but all the big corporations, they can stay open. Now, I want to go to Josh in Illinois. Remember about 3 months ago, Texas, Colorado, people caught it on tape, big drones in grids flying over. What were they doing? And while Josh talks, we'll roll some B-roll of China, then Italy, then Spain. The same thing, drones shouting orders at everyone. Josh, what do you think's going on?
I remember seeing that on your website, and I kind of looked into it, and then I noticed, you know, they were getting spotted out west, and none of the sheriffs knew anything. The FAA didn't know anything about it, but what the FAA did come out and clearly say is that you better not shoot at one because, you know, that's a felony. So, you know, the FAA, you know, the government knew what was going on, but local law was just, you know, oblivious to it. And I think that ties into a lot with what's going on right now. And another point, I think this whole spread has of corona has really blossomed since the test kits have been put out. And I think some of the test kits might actually have, you know, some sort of virus in there or something, you know, toxic, deadly. That's, I think that might be why, you know, a lot of people are getting hit harder than others. And the virus, another point, that could be nanotech. I mean, everything's lining up right now, and those are just a few theories.
And notice, like any war, it all lines up, it all gets beta tested, it all gets ready, and then boom, it hits you worldwide at once. That's why Merkel says this is bigger than World War II. It is. This is the AI, Axis, the Chi-Coms, the globalists, the big banks, Hollywood. They admit the big banks are going to take the whole economy over. This is a total takeover where you're dependent now, living your house on government checks. Unbelievable, Josh.
7 ways to Sunday to get back at Trump. The deep state will do whatever they're going to do. And, you know, that comment, he'll reap the whirlwind. Well, the economy's done. So, you know, maybe Trump's wrong in this whole thing, and it was a deep state release something. And that's just another thing. If they can't go to war with Russia, maybe they'll go to war with China now. Or that doesn't work, they'll say Israel did it, and China and Russia will go to war with Israel. So
well, they're also hyping up India and Pakistan going to war. I mean, I'm telling you, 2020, it's all coming together like 1914, 1940. You're here, ladies and gentlemen. This is it. This is modern war, and the robots are rolling out. But this is only a beta test of the globalists taking full control of the population and locking us down with their robot armies. Thank you, Josh. Great points. If you're a radio listener, it's important what you're hearing. But if you're a TV viewer, I mean, the B-roll they're playing of just robots controlling everybody, just suddenly everywhere. And now the U.S. government says we're going to track you by your cell phone to make sure. And now you can't leave your house, but the armored drones are going to bring you food. And if you don't behave yourself, well, the heavier robots are going to roll in with the 50 caliber machine guns. And so just hope everybody enjoys themselves, because the globalists told you there's too many people. And so now here they come. Stay in your homes till you die, or the robots will kill you. And the troops are all going to be made obsolete now. Of course, they'll all be dying from bioweapons. This is all just a beta test. The post-human future is here. The humans are being removed from the equation. But it's okay. Silicon Valley loves you. Oh, and they're releasing prisoners everywhere. But if you go congregate for your free speech or the Second Amendment, you get arrested. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to John in Virginia. You're on the air, John.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, so I think I recall going to the First Amendment Summit last month. I was the guy in the 76ers hat. I think I sat a row behind you. And then I was also interviewed by Owen Schroyer at the Women's March.
Cool, brother. Good to talk to you again. What's going on?
Yeah. So I don't think you've touched on this a lot, but I think you've had in previous shows. But so I know, well, I'm sure everyone knows that there's an election coming up in November. And of course, we're hearing on the news, like people in like small businesses and in the retail, well, excuse me, in the, like the restaurant business are like being affected. So like, if you're President Trump, and knowing that Joe Biden's probably going to pitch to those voters as like a moderate candidate, if you're President Trump, how would you exactly pitch to those voters who are probably going to be affected by a potential recession?
Well, that's why Trump's in checkmate. We have an independent corporate system and do whatever it wants, but the public is all controlled by that. And so if the corporations cut everybody off, then the government's basically forced to come in and give them money to live as the real economy is being destroyed right in front of them. We're being domesticated, but then what does Trump do? Does he let everybody go bankrupt and then crime explodes and then there's rioting in the streets? So this is all part of an AI takeover, the corporation striking against humanity, cutting off services to bring the president under their control. And then once we capitulate, it's a very long road to ever fight out of this. This is a concerted, coordinated plan with a real bioweapon at the center of it that is killing people, but that they guaranteed have a cure for and that they're hyping up. I mean, this malaria drug pretty much knocks it out almost every time. But notice there's barely any coverage of that. They want you to be totally and completely scared looking at Italy, where Chinese workers that work in their factories brought the virus in. They go back and forth between China. It's only a couple thousand miles away. And then they spread it in the hospitals with the old people, and that's almost all of who's died. The average age is now 85. It was 82 a few days ago. So this is what Bill Gates said. We need something to kill old people. Well, here it is. But then while everybody else scurries around freaking out, it kills our economy, and then we lose the trade war. Because, again, China maybe was locked down a month. Now they say back to business, everything's fine. But we're going to be locked down now. We learned 18 months. So you can see it right there. It's a total economic takeover with U.S. corporations that are really globalist, allied with China, using this to shut us down. And if Trump says it's bull, they'll show the thousands that die every, you know, week or so and hype it up that it's his fault. So, again, it's the weakness of the average American, the cowardice, the loving to get into a pity party, the wanting to be a victim, the wanting to get a welfare check, the wanting to win the lottery. It's not all Americans, but it's the overall weakness of the average person that has green lit this situation. And now it is just going to get totally hellish. But there's going to be a whole new economy and running to the countryside, people banding together politically, saying we want a pro-human future, banning 5G in your towns, banning drones, not because technology is bad, but because all this is built by the globalist and his Trojan horses. There's nothing wrong with a big, beautiful, you know, 100-foot-tall golden horse with, you know, stuff all over it, except there's a bunch of enemy soldiers inside of its belly. Nothing wrong with a cell phone except it tracks you and controls your life. And so all of this has been given to us as a globalist takeover in their own words. Thank you so much, John. All right, we'll get to these other callers as well. And we've got Paul Watson coming up. But we've got Tim Reams, who did some great reporting on the Texas border, just got back yesterday in studio when we come back. Stay with us. And whatever you do, realize it's an info war. So spread the links to the live show.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You can have labor strikes. You can have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect. And some good things have come out of it. But now we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I've known Tim Reams almost 5 years. It's not his first time on the show. And he's got courage coming on the broadcast. He's told me, you know, privately, I guess you're, well, you can say it on air, you've been a little pissed about just things in general, so you want to start speaking out. Tim Reams, been 5 years Marine Corps Reconnaissance Marine, 0321 after being honorably discharged. Tim began to work at Blackwater Diplomatic Security Contractor for 2 years. In his time during Iraq, he was recruited to work for another government agency. Tim's military time and government contracting time equaled 10 years working throughout the Middle East. 2013, Tim stopped working in the Middle East and today continues to teach CQB, close quarters battle and driving techniques to the government. And he's at Tim Reams on Twitter and at Recon_review, the new show, independent show you're starting that we're going to be carrying, and Instagram, the_Recon_review, YouTube, Tim Reams. Good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
We're shaking
you
hands. I don't think you're going to die of the coronavirus. I'm just making a guess there.
No, I think I'm good.
Well, thanks for coming in. I want to play some of these clips next segment. The crazy stuff you and a dude did out of the park job following like 6 or 7 great reports down at the border in the last week that have been on InfoWars, but just your take on what you've heard the last 30 minutes in there while you're waiting to come in. You wanted to talk about AI. You wanted to talk about the virus, just in general, what you think's going on.
Sure. This is first and foremost, you know, I spent a lot of time overseas fighting different regimes, if you will. And then but this is all absolutely new to me as far as this virus thing coming out and artificial intelligence and things like that. These robots flying overhead. It's all fairly new. So it's again, I'm kind of taken back with all the stuff going on, especially my time down at the border recently. I've been to the border, you know, throughout the last 20 years, multiple times, multiple different locations. And I'd have to say it was the first time I ever saw it so desolate, like a ghost town. I mean, before it was, you know, it'd take you 30 minutes to an hour just to get in and then maybe 2 or 3 hours just to get back across to the United States. This time, walking around, the streets were kind of empty. People were heeding the words of the president. The majority of the individuals that I saw going across were going in empty-handed and coming back with tons of groceries because they didn't want to go to the empty stores that we have here. And they would get whatever they needed, toilet paper, wipes, food, water, everything that they could ever want was, you know, plenty readily available over there.
I should have added also your father. That's the most important thing, and a husband. How's your family handling the virus and all this craziness?
Well, they're down on lockdown. You know, my son, he lives with his mother in Houston, and he's doing online school now. And he's graduating high school this year, but they don't even know. They're not going to do a prom or if they're going to walk or graduate or anything like that. They will graduate, and they will get something in the mail, but they're not going to congregate in huge buildings. And
of course, I've been hunting with you and your son before, and my son's gone with us. We were talking about doing a hunt in Colorado or something. Now that's off the table because everything is just going to be shut down.
Sure, absolutely. Everything's shut down. Nobody's wanting to go out. I think a lot of it is a little more being overprotective, in my opinion. I think we still need to go on to day-to-day lives.
Well, that's it. First, Trump was saying it was a hoax, or the media's response was hyping it was a hoax, and then he backed off because they were saying it was doing nothing, and I said he should do something, but now it's going too far. This will cause a depression.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, what's worse, 100,000 dead or a depression? And it's not, and plus it's not going to save them. They admit the same number will probably get it and die just over 18 months instead of over 6 months.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, if you want to even talk worse numbers, I mean, World Health Organization in 2016 said that children 5 years and under, about 5.6 million children died from starvation. Don't really hear about that, but you hear about the 9 or 10,000 individuals that have died from this disease.
And how many die from malaria every year?
A lot more than that.
I think it's like, look up yearly malaria deaths, something like 10 million or something. It's just crazy.
It's a lot. Yeah.
What about this? China, they're now announcing is, oh, they're okay. They're open for business again. That was like a month for them, but we're supposed to shut down for 18 months?
Well, I guess if you had it planned, if you wanted to go into the whole conspiracy theory and you were China and you had it planned, well, then it would be easy to recover, just in my opinion. You don't really hear any things that they were having issues with before this outbreak, such as the, you know, all the protests in China wanting their freedoms, kind of like what we have here.
Notice that shut down the Taiwan stuff, too.
Absolutely. You don't hear about that stuff going on anymore. It's kind of quiet. It's like, all of a sudden, and before that, President Trump was getting into it with China over trade and the trade agreements and whatnot. And then now you just, all of a sudden, you see these, this coronavirus is kind of taking over and this stuff is going up by the wayside.
I've got the reports right here out of Indian universities and what the Intelligence Committee on the Senate said. In fact, get that clip ready of Trump, guys. They believe that it's man-made and they believe China is involved in it. But then when we talk about that, the media says we're not supposed to say that. But major universities scanned the virus, and they said they can see where it was artificially put together.
In my opinion, honestly, you know, the people in China, they've been doing the same stuff, eating the same food for the past couple thousand years, I would say, and this has never really happened. I don't think they really changed anything. So in my opinion, it would be man-made.
Here's what the president had to say a couple days ago about it. And I thought he did a great job because the official Chinese military and government spokespersons are saying they believe the U.S. did it with zero evidence. But then our own media says don't say it's man-made when the Chinese are. They're just saying we did it. Here's the president.
China and others have criticized you for using the phrase Chinese virus. How do you feel about that? Are you going to continue using that phrase?
Well, China was putting out information which was false, that our military gave this to them. That was false. And rather than having an argument, I said, I have to call it where it came from. It did come from China. So I think it's a very accurate term. But no, I didn't appreciate the fact that China was saying that our military gave it to them. Our military did not give it to anybody.
Critics say using that phrase creates a stigma.
No, I don't think so. No, I think saying that our military gave it to them creates a stigma.
Mr. President. Tim, here's the difference. The Chinese government controls the media there, and they put out one message that the government was doing a great job. Our media is openly saying the president's doing a terrible job and siding with the communist Chinese at every level. This is treasonous. But beyond that, I mean, it just shows this is going to be rocky when the media works against the president and tries to sabotage stuff.
You're absolutely correct. You know, and I'd have to say I'd have to applaud the president for his comments, which we just saw, because it's about time that we have a president now that's going to actually back us and say when things are right and wrong. You know, China's a nation, a nationality. It's not racist to say something came from China. And I'm not sure why they keep saying that.
Because they kept saying Trump is to blame.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
And Trump's like, screw you. It came from Wuhan. In fact, they know it came from that bioweapons lab. The government knows. They scanned the virus. You can literally see it under electron microscope.
Sure.
In fact, I'll show it. It's got slices because they cut that in.
Absolutely.
It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And just to say that it came from anywhere else, I guess, would be, you know, blasphemy. Where it came from was Wuhan. So you might as well go with that.
Yeah, let me show listeners some of the best articles to read still. Is coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. Then you go to the actual scientific reports by major universities. No, it's confirmed, okay? Here's the next one. Indian scientist discovers coronavirus engineer with HIV-like insertions. And it's got all the actual genes and protein signatures cut into it where they know it was gene edited, okay? It's like, how do you know a woman's had a breast job? You see the scars. I mean, it's like ridiculous, okay? Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. This is the Scientist Journal. 5 years ago, saying why was Obama giving a weaponized virus to the Chi-Coms, and it's almost the same virus minus the HIV slice that they cut into it. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, the HIV delivery system. Tim Reams is our guest here. Great reporter. We're carrying his great reports. And we're going to be talking more about those and playing those when we come back. You got to jump in with me or I'll just take over. He's really talkative off air, but he's not on air. He's doing a good job. All right. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Remember, it's a war and we are overriding the globalists, but you've got to get these live feeds and articles and videos out. You are the resistance.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
It's a beautiful world outside. But inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information actually in the public domain. The Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock. The winds of change, the waves of change are here. The world has become decadent. The population has become hypnotized. And the globalists are moving in for the kill. First, they make us stupid and dumbed down and put us into a trance. And once they've done that, once they've made us obsolete, they begin to release the bioweapons, each more deadly than the last, as they herd us into the bubble, high-tech control grid cities, until they finally release the ultimate bioweapon with a 100% kill rate, which then mutates into a harmless bug after a few years, and the controllers emerge from their underground bunkers. And, of course, they have the cure to all the diseases they release as well. They admit it. They publicly talk about their plan to kill us all. A lot of liberals are celebrating this. So remember who your enemies are.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Jones here back live with veteran and patriot and reporter Tim Reams. He has the Recon Review that InfoWars is sponsoring. And Him and Dewey went down to the border for 4 or 5 days and followed a bunch of amazing reports. You want to get into these reports here in a moment, but you wanted to go ahead and tell folks what the best thinking is and what you think is really going on with the virus and where it came from, its provenance.
Absolutely. My personal opinion is that I believe that the virus was something to kind of stop all the eyes that were on China at the time. You know, even going back before or during the same time of the protests, remember the NBA was having problems with China because they were saying, you know, we support the Chinese protesters, and they didn't like that at all. So there was a bunch of, even between the NBA, all that money going back and forth because China was such a huge part of the NBA at that time. And then you had the protests, and then you had the trade disagreements between the U.S., and I think it would be a perfect time to actually push something out like this. You know, it's not a global killer like it would be like maybe a modified Ebola virus, but this is something perfect enough to
create panic
at home. Absolutely.
Doesn't show up for 14 days, spreads really good, does kill a bunch of old people, and the globalists want to get rid of old people, and the Chi-Coms, remember, work with a bunch of big banks and most of the powerful governments, the EU, so they knew that they would then support China, say they were heroes, but then say America did a terrible job, which we predicted 6 weeks ago. They've now scripted it exactly.
Sure.
As they would if they were behind it.
The same thing with the timing as, oh, now we don't have any cases and we're shutting hospital downs or less people are getting sick, is where we're kind of starting the bottom of the peak, if you will, about to ramp.
And again, we're going to be 18 months or probably a depression, but China's fine now.
Sure. They're absolutely okay with it.
This is so obvious. And I just hope the idiots in the mainstream media and all the leftists understand, we go into a real depression, it's going to hurt you, idiots. I mean, you are idiots going against your own country and common sense with an authoritarian regime.
Absolutely. It's not just going to hurt one side or the other.
This is modern war. I think we're really in, they call the Cold War the Third World War. I think this is a Fourth World War.
It's definitely something first of our time. You know, this is absolutely, as far as a war goes, would not be your traditional, you know, military men and women leaving a country, going to another one to occupy and take over. This is absolutely something that would, cost less lives up front as far as a military unit going in, but, you know, it does cost lives on the back end as
well. Well, it's real economic destruction.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially, well, Merkel says it's as big as World War II.
Oh, absolutely, especially with, well, the whole world is actually involved now. The whole world is shutting down their borders. They're locking themselves at home, regardless of what country you are, you know, even what continent you're at. You know, it's everybody's affected.
Let's talk about the border. You guys were going to go down and report, let's just say, in a South American country on what it's like to live in communism, but we decided to kill that because they were, or you might not have gotten back in the country. So you went to the border instead. Tell folks some of what you found, and we'll play this first clip. Brownsville with this local immigration lawyer admitting that they're worried about coronavirus coming across.
So the lawyer was from Miami, and she flew in, and she was there to represent some of the immigrants that were trying to seek asylum. And while they were there, she was really upset because there was a lack of protection for her as far as the coronavirus was involved. She said that everybody was just kind of pushed together at this, in these tents that we actually uncovered.
Well, what does she think happens when the left funds everybody to come up there, and then where are we supposed to put them, in the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, absolutely. I guess I'm not exactly sure where she wanted. She just definitely wanted something nicer.
Well, she's going to get a depression now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing too is she was supposed to represent all these individuals once they came back, and then, but she wasn't being told any information. They were kind of withholding all the information. I kept asking her, are there any precautions being taken? Are they giving you any masks or gloves, or are they doing anything? Absolutely not. She said that they were getting tested from the virus when they were coming across. Then when I asked her specifically what they were doing, she said she couldn't tell me. She was just told that they were being tested.
Yeah, well, when they come in with TB and everything else, they're not tested. And Obama said that was great. Trump tried to get some testing. But I love these immigration lawyers, these liberals, live in this rich country that's now about to fall apart, probably. I mean, depression's 50% chance the longer this goes. And wait till we're like Venezuela. These liberals and leftists are about to get a front row seat to what it's like when they got their Cloward and Piven, when they finally brought down America's economy.
Absolutely. For those that have not actually seen what's going on in Venezuela and what they're doing down there, and it didn't happen overnight. This isn't going to happen overnight. And if you, just like you said, if it's going to take 18 months to finally kick in, well, Venezuela, it took, you know, what, 14, 16 years, and now it's really full steam ahead. And now other countries around are actually taking the whole Venezuela issue into their own hands because so many refugees are actually pushing over into countries such
5 million in Colombia.
In Colombia, and I believe it was 4 years.
Shouldn't they be racing to get in? Everything's free in Venezuela.
you would think if it were actually free.
But of course, there's nothing. It's free because there's nothing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They ate their dogs and cats like 5 years ago.
They were doing that. One of our contacts, actually, and I had been talking to, preparing for that going down there. I talked to, she had a master's degree and she had to resort to prostitution in order to feed her family. And, you know, so it doesn't really matter if you're educated or not. I mean, it's affecting everybody, these socialist policies that they had in Venezuela. You know,
like I said, you got a couple degrees and you said they're not really.
Yeah, I've got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in this. You know, I don't really, you know, do anything with them.
It's all your street smarts. And, you know.
It's on the job training of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
OJT for the Marine Corps. It kind of got me a little further, but I couldn't imagine being in a socialist country where things are supposedly going to be given to you and then not. And so the whole time you're just kind of sitting there, kind of like what we're looking at right now. A lot of people are being promised these checks. So they're just sitting at home waiting for them. I mean, are they going to be there? I don't know. I hope that the American people are able to get what they want. But I can't really say.
Well, you can see it. We were doing so great till this happened, but I said they were going to sucker punch us. Folks, America is in deep trouble and the left is celebrating it. And it's not, no one even gets mad. The left is hoping we collapse to get Trump. It's like, they're just, it's so criminal. They're so villainous.
It's one of the things I've always said, you know, if you imagine President Trump is the pilot of an airplane, why would you want the airplane to go down? I don't understand. If we're all on this plane.
Yeah, they're like, we want to kill the pilot. Let's crash the plane.
Yeah. I've never understood the, we want everybody to go down just because they don't like that individual.
And he did a good job since he got in.
Absolutely. And you know, what's funny about that is recently a couple of the individuals that don't like him, say Ilhan Omar, they've been praising him and applauding him for the way he's handled this as of right now. And, you know, give him kudos and whatnot, but. For me, I've been following him the whole time. He hasn't done anything different. He's the
same. Well, that's it. They're just, here's their plan. Once the economy tanks, though, they're going to blame it on him. Watch. They know we don't have a memory. Here's that immigration lawyer. The whole interview is at man.video in the Tim Reams section. But again, just the bitching and complaining parts in the larger video. But this lady's in for a rude awakening. Here it is.
Hello, my name's Tim Reams. I'm here with InfoWars, and we're here at the border in Brownsville trying to assess the situation with the coronavirus and whether or not there will be a shutdown. So have you been experiencing any changes at all as far as a potential border crossing shutdown?
Sí, aquí, de este lado.
Esta tarde o en la noche.
No sé qué día, pero que iban a cerrar.
So he's saying that he heard that the United States border wanted to shut down at 12.
At 12. Maybe. Individuals that are coming back and forth, are they testing you as you come back? And
No test.
No. So people, immigrants who come for the hearings, they're being tested for the virus. Sure. However, us attorneys and interpreters who literally travel around the United States, for instance, I'm coming from Miami, Florida, we are not tested. We are not even asked. You come in, you sign in, you go in. And when I ask them.
So they just let you walk around with these individuals as well without being tested back and forth?
And be exposed to really court personnel.
And what we're looking at right here is a bunch of tents right now, which we can only assume is processing at the moment. But who knows? We could be actually experiencing maybe a little buildup for a potential border shutdown.
I know that there is a petition and decision, you know, also signed by ICE, by the AILA, by the also the Association of Judges, asking for the courts, border courts, to be closed.
Okay.
Because it's really, there is too much uncertainty, and because we have so much vulnerable population.
So she's trying to bring in all these people who normally aren't even tested, and now she's pissed that she could be in danger.
Absolutely. She was, and she was also upset because she said that they were withholding information from her, which is kind of, what they kind of do to us anyway. So,
Exactly. But it's like she's trying to burn the house down and then she's pissed that a spark blew back and hit her.
And got her. Exactly. Yeah. She was very upset that this stuff was happening and maybe she wasn't being taken care of more than maybe other individuals that were there.
She's like, I'm here flame throwing your country and just bringing all these people that George Soros funded to get there. And then I might get sick.
As of right now. And then she definitely wants something to be, something to happen as far as maybe shutting it down or maybe making it better for her while she was
there. Tim Reams is our guest with the Recon Review. When we come back, we've got the toilet paper smugglers they caught on tape. The Recon Review. Stay with us.
It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany and the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage. saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. Listen to me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. The talking points are all the same. Everything is choreographed by the Western media and every authoritarian regime on the planet that lusts after power and control. Their globalist system has been challenged. Humanity has awoken to them. And so they use the man-made virus to create scenes out of a science fiction dystopian novel to scare the population into submission. And then they launch their global corporate strike against the Western world and against the average person and the average saver, the average homeowner, the average small business owner. That's why the big mega corporations are exempt and they all get to stay open. The mom and pops all have to close according to them. It's a corporate strike against we the people. It's a corporate strike. The Wuhan virus and the whole operation is a globalist corporate strike against the nation, state, and individuals.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Joseph Watson's coming up in the fourth hour. I tried to get to as many calls as I can. I apologize to all the callers. I don't have time to get to them. But please call me back tomorrow. And I'm thinking about doing some... I'm not thinking about it. I might just do like a five-hour show Sunday night or something that's commercial-free after the regular show, 4 to 6, just to take phone calls. We've got Ted Nugent's wife on tomorrow to really break her silence about what she thinks is going on. She's never really been overtly political other than the Second Amendment. She's a really smart lady. So she says she's ready to, you know, in her words, her exact words was be bold and basically have no governor. So believe me, you want to tune in tomorrow. The War Room's coming up with Owen Schroyer after Watson's on. Tim Reams is here. Tim, you were pointing out all these articles on the desk. I want to see these other clips of your reports, you and Rob Dube. But video showing looting fights at supermarkets in London and Paris. There are so many videos, just roll the B-roll, that I can't even watch them all, of burning hundreds of vehicles and beating up police and waving ISIS flags and Al-Qaeda flags and just you know, no-go zones and Turkey opening its border and launching all these invaders in and just checkpoints on fire. And it's all just pouring out. The Islamists are using this to just expand their no-go zones, but then the police do nothing and then throw the book at people that are walking their dog. I mean, it's just crazy. What do you think the EU's thinking?
You know what? I don't even know what they think they're thinking. I don't even know that they actually have an answer to it, especially with some of the, like Italy, for example. There's so much going on and so many people dying from this. They just have no clue what they're doing.
Well, that's another thing. They had 400-plus dead in one town yesterday. Because they had a bunch of Chinese immigrants that make all the shoes and all the handmade stuff you think you're getting from Italy, Chinese made. And they fly back and forth. They're only seasonal workers. Well, they were in the hospitals and incubated it through the staff. And so it's all these old people already in critical condition that died. That's over 90% of the dead are above 75.
Absolutely. And, you know, these are absolutely some of the things that we're actually trying to avoid. And it's funny watching these images because I didn't see anything that bad, say, around here in Austin. And then, but the stores were pretty packed. There's security guards in a lot of stores going on right now. However, when I went to the border, I went to Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo. I went down there. It wasn't that bad so much. Everybody was nice and calm, getting the things that they needed. And then the things that they couldn't get because it was out, they were just walking across the border, picking it up and coming back.
Yeah, Mexico's not done all this stuff yet. They've done some of it. Let's go ahead and show the toilet paper hoarding. Free market activity and folks from Mexico coming across unimpeded to sell their toilet paper here. Here's a clip from the Recon Review. Here it is.
Why people are buying so much toilet paper? Can you?
Well, it's because in Harlingen.
Is it because everybody
no,
is?
In Harlingen, sure. They ran out.
Okay.
So they asked for us to buy them toilet paper.
Oh, and then bring it back.
Yeah.
So why is everybody running out? It's still a kind of a mystery.
I don't even know why they're buying toilet paper.
So even in Mexico, it's a mystery as why everybody's buying toilet paper.
Everybody's like, what's going on? It's like, I don't
they
know.
They starve to death. You can wipe
you
their
said
ass.
There's like no explanation for why.
No explanation. Maybe the Americans are just hoarding all of the toilet paper for no reason.
I think los America ven a otra gente que lleva tres paquetes de toilet paper y va a decir, oh, algo pasa. Entonces, yo, si él lleva tres, yo voy a llevar cinco. Y la otra persona mira que el otro lleva cinco, él lleva cinco, yo voy a llevar diez. Pero no sabe ni por qué.
So there you have it. Pretty much, Mexico has all the toilet paper you could ever need right here in Brownsville. Just cross right here. Your name was, sir?
Jose.
Jose said it first. Mexico has all the toilet paper that you will ever need. But we have actually figured out the mystery behind the toilet paper. Thank you so much for your time. It's all in Mexico. You might remember a couple days ago we put out a report of people smuggling toilet paper from Mexico into the U.S. And as you can see, it might still be a good idea because there's not a whole lot of traffic going into Mexico. So if you're still running out of toilet paper, just drive on in, go across, come back, and there's not long lines at all.
So we laugh at this, but why do people think it's toilet paper they need and not vitamins or minerals or food or water filtration? I mean, it's just crazy.
I can't actually, you know, I have no idea.
This You're an expert on survival as a recon Marine. In fact, you were even on the big national TV show, you know, the American Tarzan deal. I mean, what would you do for survival? What's the most important thing?
Most importantly, I'd get, you know, things like water, bleach, because you can always purify water with a bleach if you can't boil it. And then I would get canned foods. MREs and meals ready to eat, if you will, or some of this stuff that like what you guys are selling, the food that's already packaged, you can save it for a long extended amounts of time. The toilet paper thing kind of really blows my mind just because you could always use, rags and wash it out. I mean, it's real weird. And we kept asking the individuals why exactly. And for the most part, they didn't really know, or they knew somebody that didn't have any because it was all sold out. So they were afraid and they would just go to Mexico. And with the lines that weren't that long at all, they were absolutely doing that. They would just go.
So the Mexicans aren't panicking as bad as we are.
No, they're not. They're not panicking. And matter of fact, everybody that I asked and everybody that we interviewed, you know, what are you thinking about this? And, like, you know, for the most part, they just, whatever, you know, they're still going to do their thing. And then, it was also a lot of, confusion as to whether it was going to shut down or not. A lot of them said that the U.S. side was going to shut down and that the Mexican side was not going to shut down. So they really weren't worried about it.
But now it's all starting to get shut down.
Yeah, now they're kind of taking a little more serious. A lot of the last place that we were at, they had their city council actually shut down the city that night. And we just so happened to get out, and they were shutting everything down except for restaurants. You could still go in and order food, or if you needed medicine. Other than that, everybody was told to stay in at home. They had a curfew, and they had just voted on it because two of the individuals that got sick in the town, they had no idea where they got sick from, so they couldn't locate, you know.
Well, here's the deal. Almost everybody that's healthy or young does not die from this, and it's really sad for old folks. They are dying. But I'm just saying, now we got to do 18 months for Trump's bad, but China did a month. This is BS to shut us down. I just am going to keep repeating that over and over again. Let me make a point about this, too. This funds our operation, but you need it. When I go out to sell water filtration, I go out and I find the highest rated that's also a good price. Alexa Pure and, of course, Pro Pure are right there, apples and oranges. You know, one's better at this, one's better at that, but it's all down to non-detectable levels or 99999% of the stuff being taken out. And we have them in stock, and we have them discounted during this crisis. We have big ones, we have little ones, we have travel ones, and we have a bunch of other great water filtration systems as well that are at least, you know, are less expensive, but they might just remove 99999% of hundreds and hundreds of different contaminants out there. So people are trying to buy all this and hoard all this bottled water that's running out everywhere. You need to have filtration that can then take crappy water out of a pond, anything, and you can use it. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. I recommend you get a water filtration system that's portable like these. Also, get your supplements. It's important to boost your overall physical system to clean your cells out. It's critical to do that, and we have the Silversol American Biotech Labs 1 ounces are back in stock. We got a small amount of these. They'll probably sell out in about a week. The 16 ounces about to sell out. It came back in stock. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that really boosts your overall body's defense. That is back in stock, and all of this is 20 to 50% off. So get your DNA Force Plus, get your X2, your X3. People know what iodine does for their body and their cells. And that's what funds our operation. People are worried about food, all the rest of that. Hey, sorry, the food's getting sold out everywhere. They're now admitting in mainline government reports that the supply chain's breaking down. There will be shortages in the months to come. This is an engineered collapse. Trump's fighting it as best he can. If he underreacts, they'll remove him, saying he didn't do enough. If he overreacts, he falls to their hands. This is quite the crisis. Tim, what's your view on that?
Well, first, before going back to the water purifier, I would actually recommend getting two of them because, you know, one is none, two is one type thing. If one breaks down, the water is actually one of the bigger things that I would be more concerned about. One of the schools I went through for the military was SEER school, you know, evade, resist, and escape school. And they teach you, you know, on average, you can go, 48, 72, a couple of days without water. So you actually do need water as to where you can go up to on the average American or.
Don't a lot of folks die in 3 days without water?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, which is why water is so important. You can actually go up to about 28 days without food on average, give or take. So the food, of course, is obviously important, but the water, I would personally get two of the portable water purifiers. I actually have two at home, just for that specific reason.
And it's just a box you check off because if the depression hits, the good thing is these last years, tens of thousands of gallons apiece, things are going to be serious. We have the seed banks. So you can actually plant crops and do things like this. One good thing about this is if we don't become completely domesticated by it, it's going to make people get more self-sufficient. The problem is they're saying we're going to lock you up in your house and there's nothing you can do but then get government checks. That is not good.
No, absolutely not. And if you look at it now, they're saying, what is this day four, five of the 15 days that was recommended by President Trump?
Yeah.
And so if you think about 18 months, could you imagine what it's going to be like? I mean, we've only hit not even a week. I mean, just imagine how much worse it'll get if we don't start doing some of these things right now. And it's funny too, because, you know, I'm not by any means the huge prepper that a lot of people are or that some individuals are, but I tell you what, people aren't making fun of them anymore. They're starting to actually go out and buy some of these things.
That's right. We'll be right back with the clergy response team video.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis, but it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face.
It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
Gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. Easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
No, that's what you twist. That was Hitler's favorite Bible verse and radio broadcast is Romans 13. Is North Korea established by God? Is communist China established by God? No, they kill Christians. And we're we the people. And see, God is our leader. So a total twisting there, Tim. And so we now know they've deployed the clergy response teams. It's not Trump. It's the bureaucracy. FEMA has. And they've been trained as leftists to tell everybody, turn your guns in. And the left's going to try to use this crisis to try to go after our guns. They now admit that. The FBI is saying they may shut down the instant check system because we can't have everybody on the phones. No, that's essential to keep working for the instant background check. What do you think about that shocking video?
You know, I think it'd be very dangerous if somebody came up to my house, regardless if he was clergy or not, and asked me for my gun. Because absolutely wouldn't happen. And so I think that's very dangerous, especially if people are trapped up and they're cooped up in their homes all day and for weeks at a time, and then you go in there and ask them for their guns, and which I don't even understand to what point.
Well, that would make the criminals be able to take over, just like Chicago or D.C. I mean, that's crazy.
Well, and it would be easy to do, especially now that you've seen in the news that they're actually talking about releasing criminals out of these prisons.
Oh, they're doing it.
You don't want them to get sick, and then now you want everybody else to give away their guns? Well, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, stay in your house, but turn in your gun. I mean, my point is the Democrats and the globalists are going to seize on every bit of this to get as much power as they can. And I think Trump should admonish them not to do it.
I do, too. I don't think it's a... I mean, there's diseases that go all the way around the world. And so now we're just going to let everybody out because 9,000, 10,000 individuals died from a disease. You know, sad to say that many people died, and, you know, I feel for them and whatnot. However, I shouldn't be prisoner in my own home and have all these prisoners who broke the law willingly released and then be able to do whatever they want. And I've seen some of the list of the things that they're actually not going to arrest individuals for, you know, theft, burglary, and things like that.
But if you leave your house, they'll arrest you.
Or if you're in a group of bigger than 10. That might be the other one.
But the border's still wide open, even though Trump has tried to secure it. The Democrats and the judges have tried to block all of it. It's insane. And meanwhile, Erdogan is sending in masses of people in an admitted invasion of Europe.
Sure. Yeah, they're sending them in, and you know, and, which is another reason why we kind of went to the border, because it was one of those things where, you know, I wanted to see exactly for myself exactly what they were doing, and which wasn't much as far as, you know, I wanted to see if I were to take a flight, come home, are they going to take my temperature? Are they going to say that I do have a cough and they're going to hold me?
What's the next mission? People can see at band.video all the reports there in the recon review site, the Tim Reams area at band.video, but what's the next mission you're thinking about?
The next mission I'm going to do, just because we still have an election coming up and you've got Biden and Bernie head-to-head, you know, regardless of who you're going for, I'm going to go down to Colombia and we're actually going to interview Venezuelan refugees, some of the 5 million individuals that have actually escaped in the last 4 or 5 years. We're going to go there and we're actually going to see exactly how great socialism is. You know, if it's so great, why have you left?
Well, I want to see that happen, but if they shut down all the flights, you're going to have to...
Well, they're gonna, if they shut down the flights, I'll kind of postpone it till then. But until then, you know, kind of, you know, take up my time. I might go around downtown here in central Texas and see if people are walking around, running around, still doing some of the outdoor stuff that they are, which I'm going to do. I'm not going to stay in the house. I'm just not going to do it.
Well, it's just ridiculous. It's a total culture of fear. We're not saying the virus isn't deadly, but my God, it's just, and it's going to build up. It's going to kill a lot of people, but,
Traffic is great right now. Traffic,
man, I can drive around anywhere five times faster. Tim Reams, great job.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He's coming up in 60 seconds.
InfoWars has had to suspend all new food sales because the supply chain has collapsed. This is a system-wide problem, and this country is facing a new depression unless Trump and the American people work together to develop a plan to expose this globalist operation. That said, people are calling and saying, we wish you had the supplements in stock. We wish that wasn't sold out. They've confused that with the food. Everything we advertise, everything we sell, we have in stock, and we are only one day behind in shipping. That means if you order on a Monday, it's shipping out on a Wednesday. And that's just as of today. Most days, we are up-to-the-day shipping, meaning you order that day in the morning. A lot of times, it ships out that afternoon. We have everything in stock that is so good to boost your overall defense against what's going on.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
And we are live talking about the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus, the Chinese virus, which started in China, was the fault of the Chinese government, and continues to be, despite the protestations of the mainstream media in America, which is now on a daily basis, multiple times daily, literally mimicking, boosting, echoing Chinese state propaganda because Orange Man bad. They're literally taking the playbook, the narrative, directly from the state media, from the Foreign Ministry of China, in blaming Trump, blaming America for this outbreak, and absolving China of blame, despite the fact that they were responsible for it. They covered it up for over a month. They claimed back on January 14th, and the World Health Organization amplified this, that coronavirus was not transmissible from human to human. They silenced whistleblowers, threw them in prison. This is the Chinese virus. They're responsible. They're to blame. But you wouldn't know that if you were watching CNN or MSNBC. By the way, now MSNBC, and we're going to get to this later, they're now saying that it's racist to call it the Chinese virus and that it should be called the bat virus. Now, 6 weeks ago, they were telling me, they were telling people who were calling it the bat virus, who were saying that this started as a result of people eating bats. Bats did transmit the disease. That was racist. But now you can say that, you just can't call it the Chinese virus. So yes, next month, maybe calling it the coronavirus will be racist as well. Headline up on summit.news. China again pushes conspiracy. America is to blame for coronavirus. U.S. media ignores. They've done it yet again. There's, while the U.S. media continues to obsess over Trump calling COVID-19 the Chinese virus, which again, Jim Acosta of CNN did so today, he called it the Chinese virus. China itself continues to claim that America is to blame for releasing the coronavirus. They've done it again on state media, on Chinese state media. They had an expert on who said, quote, the U.S. pushed out the vaccine so quickly, despite the fact that there's no vaccine yet. They're saying there won't be a vaccine for 18 months. There may be a drug, but there's no vaccine. That only means they have been working on it way before the pandemic. And then the host responded to this expert on Chinese state television by saying, so we can conclude that the U.S. had this virus in their possession long ago. So the obvious implication is they had the vaccine because they created the virus long before this outbreak, thereby blaming the United States of America for the outbreak. Now, they're saying this multiple times daily in China, not only on state TV, but their own Chinese foreign ministry, which I'm going to get onto. And not only is the US media not reporting on it, they're claiming, and they did this in the press conference yesterday in the aftermath of it, that Trump is lying and that Trump made up a conspiracy theory that China is blaming America for starting the coronavirus pandemic. They're literally saying that even as every single day, state organs of the Chinese Communist Party say exactly that. 2 days ago, we reported the claim of China's foreign ministry spokesman, Zhao Lijian, who suggested that the U.S. military was to blame for coronavirus. He tweeted this twice in one day. The Chinese government not only refused to disavow Lijian, they endorsed his conspiracy in official Communist Party mouthpieces. The Global Times, which is the mouthpiece of the Chinese Communist Party, echoed, endorsed his claim. They actually quote tweeted him. So there was no disavowal whatsoever. And again, this is a media which for the past 4 years has been completely besotted and obsessed with foreign meddling and fake news by foreign powers. And yet we have a foreign power, a hostile foreign power now in China, spinning a fake news conspiracy theory that the US is to blame for a global pandemic. And not only are they not giving it attention, they're actually aligning with China with their black propaganda narrative in blaming Trump for the outbreak, or at least in saying that Trump is trying to deflect from his own responsibility for the coronavirus outbreak by pointing the finger at China and by calling it the Chinese virus, to the point where you had White House reporters making up claims that somebody in the White House staff had called it Kung Flu with no evidence whatsoever. When the person was asked who said this, nobody really knew who it was. They've completely ignored the story, with some even insisting that Trump's claim Beijing is blaming America is completely made up. They're saying, where's Trump got this idea from? The Chinese foreign minister's talking about it every frigging day on Twitter. It's on Chinese state media every single day. Oh, where's Trump got it from? Now we have major news networks, and this is in CBS today, hailing China's response as a lesson to the US. They literally lied 2 months ago and claimed that the coronavirus was not transmissible from human to human. And the World Health Organization tweeted it and said, oh, it's all under control because it can't be transmitted from humans to humans. Bald-faced lie. Now we have another study, and I'm going to get onto this article, which proves that they, if they'd have told the truth from the start and not hidden this for 6 weeks and not literally locked up whistleblowers who said that this was a big deal, they could have stopped the global geographic spread of coronavirus by 95%. Oh, but America needs to learn the lesson from China. What's the lesson? Cover it up for 6 months, lock up whistleblowers, kill 3,000 of your own people. Is that the lesson? In some cases, they've even mirrored and amplified the Chinese Communist Party's rhetoric in claiming that blaming China for coronavirus, despite the fact that it originated in China and China covered it up for over a month, is also a form of racism because people's hurt feelings are more important than stopping a global pandemic, as we know by now. You had Hillary Clinton yesterday tweet an almost indistinguishable rhetoric from the Chinese state media. China Xinhua News tweeted, racism is not the right tool to cover your own incompetence. They're accusing America of incompetence when they could have saved this 95% global spread of this virus if they'd have told the truth about it from the start. And then Hillary Clinton puts out a tweet, which is, in terms of tone and rhetoric, almost the mirror image of Chinese state propaganda. Then you have Silicon Valley. Of course, they've been in on this hysterical fear-mongering for the past 4 years about how Russian bots are manipulating social media to push pro-Kremlin narratives and to meddle in America's internal affairs. Well, now we have clear evidence, and there's an article on this out of the National Pulse headline, Chinese bots flood Twitter to spread anti-Trump coronavirus conspiracy theories. So you've literally got Chinese bots flooding Twitter, amplifying this Chinese state media black propaganda that America's to blame for the outbreak of the coronavirus. Flooding Twitter, Twitter does nothing about it. Oh, but they're going to ban people who don't amplify claims by experts. Who are the experts? The people who are aligned with Chinese state propaganda. People who talk to CBS and say, we need to learn a lesson from China. They're the experts. So Twitter are going to ban you for that. But you can have hordes of actual Chinese bots influencing Twitter, meddling, and they're not going to do a damn thing about it. Article concludes by saying, apparently Trump potentially offending Chinese people is more important to the press than a hostile foreign power launching a propaganda offensive to blame America for releasing a deadly virus. And this is the lesson that they taught America. Headline, study. Global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner. A scientific study has found that had China acted sooner to combat the spread of the coronavirus, the spread could have been almost entirely avoided and it would not have become a global pandemic. This is the lesson, apparently, that CBS says the Trump administration and America needs to learn. Research out at the University of Southampton, based on world population mapping, discovered that if interventions in China could have been conducted 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks earlier, cases could have been reduced by 66%, 86%, and 95% respectively, significantly limiting the geographical spread of the disease. They could have saved the lives of thousands of people in China, thousands of people in Iran, thousands of people in Italy. They didn't do it because they lied about the nature and the true threat of the outbreak from the very beginning, and then it spread around the world. This is the lesson that America needs to learn from China, according to CBS News. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
There can no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue.
But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it. It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So a study published in March indicated that if Chinese authorities had acted 3 weeks earlier than they did, the number of coronavirus cases could have been reduced by 95% and its geographic spread limited. And what is the US media's constant daily reaction? Boo-hoo, stop being mean to China. Stop calling it the Chinese virus. Some people may be offended. Oh, and you need to learn the lesson from China and how they reacted to this. Absolutely absurd. This is a study. Again, headline. Study, global pandemic could have been avoided if China had acted sooner. University of Southampton in the UK. Study author Dr. Shengji Lai said, our study demonstrates how important it is for countries facing an imminent outbreak to proactively plan a coordinated response which swiftly tackles the spread of the disease on a number of fronts. One of the other professors involved in the study said, quote, we have a narrow window of opportunity globally to respond to this disease. Our findings significantly contribute to an improved understanding of how best to implement these measures. And the study outlines how it became clear that the first cases of the Chinese virus were reported in, oh yeah, I said Chinese virus, oh my God, boo-hoo, were reported in mid-late November and early December, with scientists even estimating that the first jump of the virus from animals to humans probably occurred in October in the city of Wuhan. Months before they even publicly acknowledged there was a problem. Instead of acting immediately, the Chinese government waited until January 23rd before issuing a quarantine to 11 million people living in Wuhan. While those flights were still flying out of Wuhan, still flying out of Shanghai, still flying out of Beijing to every corner of the world. By the way, who started the coronavirus spread in Italy? Two tourists from China. Who started the coronavirus spread in Iran? Migrant laborers from China. Again, this would have stopped the spread by 95% if they'd have been honest about it from the start. The communist state was also actively working to suppress and punish doctors and scientists who tried to get warnings out and lied to the world by claiming there was no evidence of human-to-human transmission. Which, by the way, not just China was responsible for that. The World Health Organization, and the tweet is in this article, on January 14th, said this. Preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities, who you can trust, have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus. That was January 14th, the WHO amplifying Communist Party propaganda that was completely inaccurate, put the world on the back foot and prevented the world from waking up and responding properly to this pandemic before it occurred. And you still have people like Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations coming out and saying that, again, like CBS News said, that we need to learn from China. They're responsible for the global spread of this pandemic. They're responsible for covering it up. They're responsible for locking up whistleblowers. That's why we call it the Chinese virus. London Times reported, Chinese scientists destroyed proof of virus in December. Chinese laboratories identified a mystery virus as a highly infectious new pathogen by late December last year, but they were ordered to stop tests, destroy samples, and suppress the news. Oh, that's, is that the lesson we need to learn from China, CBS? Is that what you're talking about? The regional health official in Wuhan, center of the outbreak, demanded the destruction of the lab samples that established the cause of unexplained viral pneumonia on January 1st. China did not acknowledge there was human-to-human transmission until more than 3 weeks later and 1 week after they lied and said there was no human-to-human transmission. Is that the lesson that America needs to learn from China? And then we have this absurd development. Yesterday, Richard Engel, a journalist for MSNBC, got up on MSNBC and said that, yes, it is racist to call it the Chinese virus, because it came from bats and that it's a bat virus. 6 weeks ago, you were all saying that if we referred to it as the bat virus, if we talked about it being, you know, unclean, not in line with reasonable sanitary conditions to be biting the heads off bats, Ozzy Osbourne style, at meat markets in Wuhan, eating snakes, eating all kinds of wild exotic animals, that was racist to say that. The entire bat soup meme for 2-3 weeks straight, the media says that was a racist dog whistle. But now it's racist to call it the Chinese virus, and we should call it the bat virus. What are they going to say next month? Is it going to be racist to call it the Chinese virus, to call it the coronavirus next month? Are we going to have to call it something else? Remember, literally 6 times the World Health Organization came out with statements saying, yeah, this is pretty bad and it could be a global pandemic. But the most important thing is, first of all, to not stop the flow of international traffic of people, because that's sacred, even though that's what spread the global pandemic, and to talk about it in the right way and to use the right words. And you're not allowed to use these words to talk about it because some people might feel stigmatized and offended. They literally said that for 2 months solid as this spread around the world. And now they're saying that it's the bat virus when they said calling it the bat virus 6 weeks ago was racist. Here's Richard Engel from MSNBC saying that exact thing. Let's roll the clip.
To scapegoat people, and that is what has always happened when there have been pandemics or epidemics, that foreigners are attacked. Foreigners sometimes physically attacked. If you look at what happened during the Middle Ages, there was lots and lots of scapegoating against an ethnic group or a religious group whenever there were pandemics that affected the society and frightened a lot of people. And China certainly feels that is what is happening now with people calling it the Wuhan flu or the Wuhan virus or the China virus. This is a virus that came from the territory of China, but came from bats. This is a bat virus, not a China virus. It doesn't speak Chinese. It doesn't target Chinese people. It targets human beings who happen to touch their eyes, nose, or mouth.
So now they're literally claiming that it's the bat virus, when 6 weeks ago they said that anyone who called it the bat virus. In fact, I'm going to dig up the articles for the next segment where the same news networks now saying you have to call it the bat virus said that calling it the bat virus was racist and xenophobic. Literally 4 to 6 weeks ago they were saying that. But now we're worshipping China, apparently, because China's not to blame and Trump's to blame because he's trying to deflect attention from China. China had nothing to do with it. We had the New York Times lauding China's humanitarian efforts, those were their words, to combat the pandemic that it started may as well have been written by the Communist Party. And in this article, they laud China again for the response. Headline, it's coronavirus cases dwindling, China turns focus outward. But then they admit in this article that while China was desperately begging for Italy was desperately begging for respirators, China refused to hand them over, and it was selling masks and respirators. It says many in Italy, for example, angrily pointed out that China was selling masks, respirators, and other medical equipment, not donating them. So in an article licking China's butt about their response and how they helped the world cope with this pandemic, they actually admit in the body of the article that Italy was angry with them because they refused to donate the crucial medical equipment that could have saved thousands of people's lives in Italy. Absolutely ridiculous. We'll be back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
InfoWars has most of our high-quality supplements in stock in our warehouse, ready to ship to you within days of your order. Don't go to the stores and battle zombies over toilet paper and things that don't matter. Get things that you and your family need. I'll tell you how I'm boosting my defense. DNA Force Plus is incredible with PQQ, CoQ10. Look into that for yourself. And we have all the high-quality silver products as well in stock, but for a limited time. And then we've got the ultimate turmeric formula, Bodies. Look into what that does with 95% curcuminoid, and the list goes on and on. VasoBeats, back in stock. Oh, and by the way, we haven't raised prices to retail during this crisis. We've kept it all at 40% off until it sells out. Check out all these bestsellers and prepare yourself and your family at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a beautiful world outside, but inside the halls of government, inside the corridors of the mega corporations and tyrannical regimes like China and the Communist Party that runs it, there is a raw desire for power and control over people. And now we learn from an MIT tipster. We even got the documents and were able to search them and then discover that it was accurate information, actually in the public domain, that Bill and Melinda Gates are preparing an embedded digital tattoo under your skin to show that you're not infected with coronavirus so you can travel and buy and sell. The Mark of the Beast, 666, is here. Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah.
From the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Headline up on Sky News, coronavirus number of COVID-19 deaths in Italy surpasses China as total reaches 3,405. Italy is now the worst impacted country with regard to coronavirus. You've seen the horrific images, the videos of the military vehicles transporting the coffins out of certain areas of Italy because they've just got no room to bury the victims. Good news, though. Anti-malaria drug to fight COVID-19 could be available in days, says Donald Trump. He said this during the White House press conference today. An anti-malaria drug that could help fight coronavirus could be available within the United States within days. Hydroxychloroquine, which is used for severe arthritis, lupus, and autoimmune condition, has shown very encouraging early results and set to be approved for coronavirus use quickly. He said, we're going to make that drug available almost immediately. It could be available in days. It's a medical war. We have to win this war. And they were discussing this on Tucker Carlson last night, a potential drug that could offset the impact of coronavirus while we wait for the development of a vaccine, which apparently, according to China, the US already had months ago. I guess the mainstream media is going to start repeating that claim next. But there does appear to be some positive developments in terms of developing a drug to fight coronavirus. Here's Tucker Carlson from last night.
It's time to figure out how to treat the coronavirus. This is a country of science, and we will defeat this at some point. The sooner the better. Fortunately, there's some good news to report tonight on that front. Early evidence suggests that chloroquine, that's a cheap anti-malaria drug, may be effective in treating coronavirus. Gregory Regano is an advisor of the Stanford University School of Medicine, and he joins us tonight. Mr. Regano, thanks so much for coming on. So tell us what this is and why you think it's promising, please.
So the president has the authority to authorize the use of hydroxychloroquine against coronavirus immediately. He has cut more red tape at the FDA than any other president in history. And for example, in 2017, a new drug was approved for muscular dystrophy that enrolled in a, for a clinical trial that enrolled less than 15 patients and was generally uncontrolled in an open setting. Hydroxychloroquine has been on the market for over 50 years with a quality safety profile. And I'm here to report that as of this morning, about 5 o'clock this morning, a well-controlled, peer-reviewed study carried out by the most eminent infectious disease specialist in the world, Didier Raoult, MD, PhD, out of the south of France, in which he enrolled 40 patients, again, a well-controlled, peer-reviewed study that showed a 100% cure rate against coronavirus. The study was released this morning on my Twitter account, Regano ESQ, as well as our most recent website, covidtrial.io. The study was recently accepted to the International Journal of Antimicrobial Agents by Elsevier.
So I only know what you're telling me, but I do know it's very unusual for a study of anything to produce results of 100%. I mean, that's remarkable, isn't it, or am I missing something?
That is remarkable. In fact, to be able to cure a virus was said to be mathematically impossible. And the first company that did it was a small biotech called Pharmacet that was acquired by Gilead Sciences in the cure to hepatitis C. What we're here to announce is the second cure to a virus of all time.
Well, that's remarkable. I mean, of course, it's our job to be skeptical of all and any claims. However, I very much want to believe this, and I think we need, obviously, immediately to run it down. The federal government needs to find out if this is true, because if it is, you know, that's the biggest news of this moment. So I'm so grateful that you announced that on this show, and I hope we're hearing a lot more about it very soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Please disseminate it to the scientific community immediately.
I would hope they'd be on it. Thank you. We're out of time.
So good news there, a potential anti-malaria drug that could treat coronavirus. We'll continue to track what happens with that. Apparently Trump's cut a lot of FDA red tape to get it approved along with some other potential treatments. But going back to what we were talking about at the top of the show, The World Health Organization repeatedly saying you have to be careful how you talk about this virus. You have to be politically correct and not hurt anybody's feelings. Now the media obsessing every single day about Trump calling it the Chinese virus because that's racist against Chinese people. They might be offended. Again, hiding the true source and how this virus spread, which was primarily through open borders. And we still have a situation here in the UK where flights from Italy, even though we're about to go on lockdown, according to some sources in London, flights from Milan, the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic in Italy, are still arriving in the UK. Even Canada, even some of these Northern European socialist countries have imposed some level of border control. Here in the UK, under a Conservative government, no border controls whatsoever. They might lock down major cities in the UK, but still keep the borders open. Absolutely incredible, which brings me to this story. Headline, migrant labor was to blame for coronavirus spread in both Iran and Italy. The use of migrant labor, some of it illegal in both Iran and Italy, played a major role in the spread of coronavirus, emphasizing once again how open borders were a vector for the disease. The Wall Street Journal reported how Iranian officials trace the origins of the country's coronavirus epidemic in the holy city of Qom to a number of Chinese-backed infrastructure projects built by scores of workers and technicians from China. Migrant labor was how it spread in Iran. Of course, Iran massively hit. I think they're the third worst hit country now behind Italy and China. It was spread from them importing migrant labor, no doubt some of it illegal. According to the piece, the migrant labor helped Iran's economy stay alive in the face of American sanctions. It also served as a source for the spread of a virus that has gone on to infect over 18,000 people in Iran, killing nearly 1,300. Hope it was worth it for the cheap foreign labor. Then you look at Italy. Illegal immigrants in Italy are thought to have played a major role in the spread of COVID-19, as well as the mayor of Florence, who back at the start of February was encouraging Italians to go out and kiss Chinese people in the street to prove they weren't racist. But as the New York Times reported, even they admitted it, coronavirus was brought to Italy by, quote, two Chinese tourists visiting Rome. They failed to lock down their borders, even as China was suffering from all these deaths, all these infections, all this quarantine, all this martial law. They said they could just keep on coming in. Two Chinese tourists responsible for the outbreak in Italy, which has now claimed the lives of over 3,000 people. Open borders. Milan was hit even harder than Rome in terms of COVID-19 infections, leading many to point the finger at Chinese immigrants working in the north of the country. And it is a fact that, according to Reuters, Chinese migrants were dominant in these northern Italian towns. There's one called Prato, which is Italy's textile capital. They had 50,000 Chinese workers living in this town of Prato near Florence, working in the textile industry, making clothes and handbags, just so they could say made in Italy. Though they were technically made in Italy, but they were being made by cheap, foreign, and often illegal migrant labor from China. We had other reports which show there were 100,000, I'm not sure about the numbers on this, but given there were 50,000 near Florence, others claim there were 100,000 Chinese workers from Wuhan who were allowed to fly back and forth from Milan and areas around Milan back to Wuhan just so they could get in this cheap foreign labor to make their made-in-Italy handbags and clothes. So again, in each case, Iran, Italy, relying on cheap, often illegal, foreign migrant labor to make products at cheap prices, and that in Iran at least, and certainly in Italy after it started spreading, was a major source of the COVID-19 pandemic, then spreading across the rest of Europe and throughout the rest of the world. Once again, open borders were a vector for this disease. Don't go
Ladies
away.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here with a public service announcement. InfoWars, as of today, is now suspending storable food sales. We still have storable food. We're able to package all the storable food and get it to everybody that ordered it. Most of you have already gotten your food. But the reason I'm making this announcement is
All the other major food suppliers were sold out over a month ago, as we first reported to you, but they lied to you and they took your money. Well, we know for a fact they're still taking everybody's money, even though the food has all been sold out. The basic ingredients for storable food is gone. All the big box stores are paying way over normal prices to buy up what's left. And so anybody telling you that they have storable food is lying to you. The good news is everyone that ordered at InfoWarsStore.com has already gotten it. Or if you ordered recently, we have the food that's being packaged and you will get it. But as of now, we are suspending all new food sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We've all heard of the strike. It's a socialist and communist tactic, but sometimes populist movements have used the strike. You could have labor strikes. You could have people that also boycott and refuse to use a company or a service. And many times when the people actually get together and move in mass with a strike, it has a great effect, and some good things have come out of it. But now we are seeing a globalist corporate strike by shutting down key institutions at key times, led by big tech over a month ago, to then set the precedent to shut down small companies and businesses across the world. But notice, the big globalist corporations and the big box stores, they are all exempt. This is more than just martial law training. This is the globalists trying to create a worldwide depression they can blame on Trump, and they even admit they're doing it. It's all over the news. It's being announced by politicians from Germany, the United States. Thank God coronavirus is here. Thank God it's going to kill the old people. Thank the heavens that we're going to depopulate the planet, because humanity is horrible. Humanity is evil. All the Hollywood movies, all the propaganda, all the UN statements, all the Ted Turner and Prince Philip garbage saying that they want to use a deadly virus to depopulate and to control the population. And now it's here, and they want to lock down society and are licking their lips and saying Trump isn't doing enough. What a sickening, in-your-face declaration of war against humanity by these control freaks who think it's their right to put fluoride in the water, give us toxic vaccines, openly dumb us down, and then when we resist, call us terrorists and conspiracy theorists when they're publicly admitting their plan to exterminate everyone. It's time to expose these scum. It was like a bad dream 7 weeks ago, the ghost cities in China that then spread to Europe. And now San Francisco is a ghost city, and we see fights and brawls taking place over toilet paper. People don't need toilet paper to survive, but people do need high-quality water filtration, and they need high-quality supplementation by products like DNA Force Plus, X2, and X3, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and of course, our high-quality silver gargle products and super silver toothpaste that has the nano silver tea tree oil, and of course, iodine as well. There are so many other amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com ready to ship. Our shipping department is getting every order out within 24 hours and shipping it directly to your door. So get prepared and get ready now with things you really need at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We cover some final news stories in a second. I want to tell you about some of the specials available at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it's extremely important in these times to boost your immune system. God forbid we even make that claim that it's healthy to have a strong immune system. And as a result, we've got many great specials available at InfoWarsStore.com at great discounts. We've got the Nano Silver Gargle 1 ounce spray. Of course, Living Defense Plus, massive discounts on those two products. The Survival Shield X2 and X3, and of course Turbo Force now back in stock. It was out of stock for a while. That is the energy drink. You just mix it into a glass of water. It gives you an absolute turbo boost of energy without that junky come down that you get from other energy drinks. TurboForce available again at discount, 40% discount at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have Ultra 12 bodies, Ultimate Fish Oil, and a bunch of other great products available right now. Please continue to support this network by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com today. So finishing up on what I was talking about before the break, with the open borders being a vector for coronavirus spreading around the world. Of course, as I was talking about, the cheap foreign migrant labor they imported into Iran for their infrastructure projects was directly attributed to spreading the coronavirus, starting it and spreading it in Iran, where they had thousands of deaths. In Italy, in Milan, in towns around Florence, they imported tens of thousands of Chinese immigrants, often illegally, for cheap labor so they could make clothes and handbags in textile factories in Italy, just so they could put made in Italy on the label, despite the fact that those products were being made by often illegal foreign labor imported from China, with many of those migrants flying back and forth between the epicenter of the outbreak in China and northern Italy. Now Italy is the worst hit country in terms of coronavirus. Some kind of connection there, I don't know, maybe. Ben Harris Quinney tweeted this. He did a comparison. He said, coronavirus in nations with minimal border controls. France, 9,100 cases. Italy, 35,000 cases. Obviously, these numbers are even bigger now. Spain, 17,100 cases. Germany, 13,000 infections of coronavirus. Those are the top European countries, worldwide countries, with lax open borders. Compare that to coronavirus in countries with strong border controls, and indeed countries that impose them from the very start. Of course, with Singapore and Russia, they both closed their borders at the end of January. And only today or yesterday did we have the first coronavirus death in Russia. And as far as I know, the latest numbers, that may have changed today, but as of yesterday, zero coronavirus deaths in Singapore because they had strong border controls. Then you look at Hungary, 73 coronavirus cases, Poland, 325, Israel, 529, Russia, just 147. Compare that to the number of cases in those worst hit open border European countries, and the UK border remains firmly open. It's interesting with the UK because they're now considering whether to lock down London and other major cities. That looked like it was going to be announced as of last night, but the government came out today and said that that's not going to happen, at least in the short term. Interesting how our, shall we say, more diverse populations in London will react to any kind of mass quarantine order. Given how more diverse populations in countries like France and Italy have reacted to it already, and in that context, we have an article here. Video, migrants in Paris refusing to comply with quarantine order. Video footage out of Paris shows migrants violating the country's quarantine order by being outside without good reason as they squabble with and shout at police. Now, I say being outside without good reason because this ties into another article. Martial law in France, citizens have to fill out a form every time they leave the home. Every time you leave the house in France, they have 100,000 extra police patrolling the streets. You have to fill out a form saying why you've left the house, and you have to prove it. Otherwise, you face massive fines, and if you do it too many times, potential imprisonment. So French citizens are having to comply with this, what is basically a martial law quarantine order. Similar situation in Spain, where they have drones patrolling beaches, shouting at people to get off the beaches and back into their homes via loudspeakers, which are connected to police radios. That's how they're enforcing it. The migrant, diverse migrant population in France, in Italy, don't seem to be that keen on following those orders. The clip in this article appears to show a man being arrested and bundled into a police car by officers. A group of migrants then immediately form a crowd around the police officers and begin loudly remonstrating with them. Another video shows a woman in France breaking quarantine deliberately by deliberately coughing on police officers. You've probably seen this clip by now. And then, of course, we had a video out of Naples, Italy from a couple of days ago, which shows migrants roaming around the streets while the people who are self-isolating in their own apartments shout at them from up above, telling them to get back inside. They're not too keen on following the orders. Now, we have this article. Videos show looting fights at supermarkets in London and Paris. Video footage out of London and Paris shows youths, that's how we describe them, youths, attempting to loot stores and start fights in response to the coronavirus outbreak. Last night, a Sainsbury's shop front, Sainsbury's is a big supermarket in London, shows youths attempting to smash down the supermarket's doors in an effort to break in. They stole alcohol. Police said Sainsbury's staff confronted the men, who became hostile and threatening and fled outside before trashing the store front. Four youths were later arrested by police. Then we have another video from a branch of Lidl in Paris, which shows more youths in a very diverse area fighting with each other, with some of them wielding weapons. Another video in this article shows shoppers at a supermarket in London, wherein, by the way, all the shelves are completely stripped. They don't even seem to be restocking them at this point, screaming at each other and squabbling as they engage in panic buying. Another clip from a Tesco in London features a customer threatening to bring his friends after the store refuses to allow him to buy bulk water. The videos all appear to have something in common. The protagonists seem to be very diverse, which, as we all know, diversity is a strength. Maybe not so much of a strength, though, in Germany, where migrants at refugee camp in Germany rioted, displayed ISIS flags, and threatened to burn down their refugee facility because they were put under quarantine. A migrant tested positive for coronavirus in Saul, Thuringia, which is where this refugee camp is located. Quarantine was ordered for the other 533 residents, and the camp was sealed off. They were not too happy about that and responded by waving ISIS flags. Yes, these migrants in refugee camps in Germany just happen to have ISIS flags on hand. That's completely normal. So they started waving ISIS flags, threatening to burn down the facility, started rioting, started bringing their children to the front of the gates. They had to call in police officers to quell that riot. So again, the diverse populations of London and Paris and the migrants in the camps in Germany not too keen on obeying these quarantine laws, which is probably why I expect it's at least one of the considerations. It's why the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, has not enforced a complete quarantine lockdown of London, because our diverse populations are not too keen on following those kind of orders from what we've seen so far. Meanwhile, Breitbart reports illegal boat migrants received coronavirus tests as NHS staff were refused. Yes, these are our new special people. Not only can they violate quarantines at will, not only can they break into stores and loot them, apparently, but now they get coronavirus tests before everyone else. Dozens of illegal boat migrants have been arriving in England and receiving coronavirus tests, while many healthcare workers were being refused. In line with Public Health England guidance, Border Force and all operational staff have the relevant personal protective equipment available to them. It says the migrants were taken on board, brought to Dover, where they received further medical assessment, which will include looking for symptoms of coronavirus. And of course, many of these migrants are coming directly from France, which is one of the worst hit countries for coronavirus. But this special class of people, these loving and diverse migrants who are such a benefit to our country, they get coronavirus tests first. The old people self-isolating in their homes, barely even able to buy groceries. Sod them. Sod the healthcare workers who are on the front lines of the NHS in the hospitals trying to treat people. They get to the back of the queue. The people who come to the front of the queue are these loving, diverse, fantastic migrants that have offered such benefits to our society. I was going to wrap it up. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer, Summit.News. Don't go.
Listen
away.
To me very, very carefully. I am involved at very high levels with supply chain management and talk to a lot of executives. And they are confirming to me that the supply chain is starting to break down because they're running out of the raw materials for food and things like high quality supplements that boost you and your family's defense. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com for X2, X3, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, and all the other great products. Many of them are about to sell out in the next few days to the next few weeks. Others are going to be running out as well in the next month, and we're not sure if we'll ever be able to get them again in the foreseeable future. That's how crazy all of this is. So stock up on the supplements that you and your family need and fund the InfoWar. Take action now. There could no longer be any doubt. The globalists have orchestrated this entire crisis. But it's not a hoax. The virus is real, and the panic it's creating is on a scale never before seen. It is said in the Bible that the wicked flee when none pursue. But the wicked really run for their lives when something real is killing people silently and quietly. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to pray. It's time to seek God's face. It's time to repent for the 64 million abortions in America and the 400 million abortions in communist China and for all of the Satanism and all of the pedophilia and all of the corruption. Or God is going to continue to allow the globalist to judge us for him. That's right. God is lifting the hedge of protection away from the people and allowing Satan and his armies to have their will with the people.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.